drinking.
George!
Both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
A new year of Progressive Talk.
2006.
Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A new health crisis for Israel's ailing Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. CBS's Alan Pizzi has the latest outside the hospital in Jerusalem.
Sharon has gone into surgery. There was a CAT scan performed on him this morning, and the doctors decided they had to surgically intervene once again because of a change in blood pressure and a buildup of pressure in his cranium. The original plan had been to leave him in a pharmacologically induced coma for up to 72 hours to allow the brain to begin to heal from the effects of the stroke and the nine-hour surgery that was conducted to help him out. The fact that they've had to go back in again, as it were, is being seen as a very bad sign.
Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson's under fire for saying on his TV show that Sharon's stroke may have been a message from God because he gave up Gaza.
For any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away, God says, no, this is mine.
There's a struggle for life at a Pittsburgh hospital. Dr. Richard Shannon says West Virginia mine survivor Randall McCloy is in coma undergoing oxygen treatments.
This is a special treatment designed to help further remove any remaining amount of carbon monoxide from his body to hopefully limit any injury and hasten his recovery.
Some families of the 12 miners who died have been comforted by notes from some of the victims. The U.S. military now says 11 American troops were killed in yesterday's Iraq carnage. A string of roadside bombings and suicide attacks killed more than 180 Iraqis. Contrition from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in his State of the State message yesterday as he tried to put his failed election proposals and sagging poll numbers behind him.
It is true that I was too much in a hurry. I didn't tell the majority of Californians when they would tell me they didn't like the special election. I barreled ahead anyway when I should have listened.
Schwarzenegger is facing re-election in November. NBC's big two-hour premiere for a new show with religious overtones is set for tonight. But CBS's Peter King says some viewers may never get the chance to check it out.
The Book of Daniel is about an Episcopal priest who abuses painkillers, has a gay son, a daughter who sells pot, a wife who drinks too much, and this.
Thou shalt not trust thy degenerate brother-in-law.
He's gone. 3.2 million is gone with him.
A little too much for some viewers and Christian groups. Stations in Terre Haute, Indiana, Little Rock, and Wichita say they won't air the show because of viewer concerns. NBC says it's confident that they'll appreciate the show once they see it. Peter King, CBS News.
Remember the cow sills? There's sad news about a member of the 1960s Sing family. 51-year-old Barry Cowsill's body was found last week on a New Orleans wharf, 4 months after he disappeared during Hurricane Katrina. S&P futures are up 2.5. This is CBS News.
My job requires a lot of heavy lifting. Over the years, I developed a lot of back and neck pain. My wife suggested we buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress. And let me tell you, next to marrying her, it's the best decision I ever made. I sleep better, no more pain. It's incredible.
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-807-6922 for a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-807-6922.
Do you know that the choices you make every day can affect the way you age? I'm Dr. Andrew Weil, and in my new book, Healthy Aging, I show you how you can live not just a long life, but a happy and healthy one. In Healthy Aging, I give you strategies to keep your body and mind in peak physical shape during every stage of life, with recommendations about diet and exercise, sex, memory, sleep, and stress. The promise of a long, healthy life is in reach. It's never too late or too early to get started. Healthy Aging is available wherever books are sold, from Knopf.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Getting that Friday morning drive underway, and it's a pretty easy one getting around the Boulder area and in Denver. All highways are rolling wide open at this point, and traffic flow looks great. We do have a big closure up north, though. Northbound I-25 shut down at Mountain Vista Drive. This is just north of Fort Collins. There is a fatal accident under investigation. It's been under investigation for the last 3 hours. Hopefully they'll get things wrapped up here in the next hour or so. The traffic there being detoured to exit 271. Take a look at your weather today.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you can get hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on insurance.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLHomesColorado.com.
800-485-2498. The 30-day risk-free guarantee. That's 1-800-485-2498.
Everyone knows that the older you get, the more health concerns you'll face and the more questions you'll have. Fortunately, a comprehensive new book offers all the information you'll need. The Merck Manual of Health and Aging. How can you prevent illness, cope with disease, and maintain good nutrition as you age? What should seniors know about medications? Where will you find the best elder health care? To find answers about growing older, turn to the Merck Manual of Health and Aging in Valentine paperback. What should you
do? The personal character of a particular individual has been, still is, a driving force of history. What happens to this process without Ariel Sharon? Former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger.
It brings into serious question everything that Sharon was trying to do, and whether successfully, but only because it was Sharon that was doing it.
Some in Israel would say we must achieve peace, and through peace, security. Security is Sharon's cornerstone, and through security to achieve peace. Middle East policy scholar Aaron Miller.
Sharon represented and was emerging as the head of a true centrist party, which encompassed both the left and the right. And number two, Sharon was capable of making decisions, not always to the liking of the United States and others, but even unilaterally. He dismantled settlements and moved settlers, and I would argue plan to do even more should he have been reelected in March of this year.
Miller, now at the Woodrow Wilson Center, advised six secretaries of state on Middle East policy. Sharon will be sorely missed, he says.
Sharon has now set for the first time in Israel's history its western border, and I would argue he planned to set Israel's eastern border as well, with significant withdrawals from the West Bank, and maybe, just maybe, by giving up parts of Jerusalem over time to the Palestinians. And that would have been quite an extraordinary set of decisions over the next several years. Now, all of that is highly uncertain.
Yeah, Osgood, fine. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Hosting is located in the DTC. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File for the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 noise cancelling headphones. Truly need more of the joy of music and less distraction from background noise. I love mine, and you'll love yours too. The enhanced sound is terrific. The reduced background noise is sheer bliss. Call 800-811-5542 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Shipping's free, and from now till the end of January, Bose will also include a free portable CD player specially made for the Bose QC2 headphones. Call now, 800-811-5542. Good file. January 6th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Positive Talk.
till 9, 9 minutes after 6. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 66 under mostly sunny skies. Not going to be too bad. And then tomorrow, they're calling for a high of 68. And it wasn't that bad coming in this morning. It was like 50-some-odd degrees. So it looks like it's going to be a really good weekend. I can fry off this ongoing cold slash allergy that I talk about every single morning. Oh, man. It's good to have you here. 303-713-7600 is the non-power hour, which actually translates out to the non-power hour and 20 minutes before the sun comes up and the station signal switches. And then we can be heard by more of the front range. Even though the signal at this particular time kind of snakes around and has weird coverage, because I've gotten emails from people who are sitting in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, who say they can hear the radio station. And then, of course, you can always log on and listen to us online. I understand the streaming problems have been corrected, and we have an all-new website at am760.net. So you might want to check that out. Usually we do open phones on Friday, and today's no exception, even though we've got some guests coming on. There's some local events calling for the end to war in Iraq. We'll talk to the co-founder and co-chair of the Progressive Democrats of Colorado, Mark Benner. Over 130 events have been coordinated nationwide, and we'll talk about that and how you can get involved and make your voice heard about ending the war in Iraq. And then we're going to follow up on something that I talked about yesterday, and that is a culture war that is brewing within the Republican Party, and it's threatening to split the state GOP, which is good news for us. And there was a story on this in yesterday's Denver Post. We're going to be joined by a guy who you read every Sunday in the op-ed section of the Post, retired Capitol Bureau Chief for the Denver Post, Fred Brown, and we'll ask him about all of this, and there's I can't think of the guy's name now. Come on, what's wrong with me? I've known him for years. Bill Johnson? Yeah. There's a column in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, Bill Johnson, about Norma Anderson and about how she's quitting. She says she wants to spend more time with her family, wants to go down the Rhine with her, wants to see her grandkids. One of them just turned one. But she does in there that she's tired of the divisiveness and the ultra-right kind of stance of the Republican Party, and this whole idea that you're either with them or against them, and if you're not with them, then you're out. Oh, that makes for some pretty good reading. And there's a ballot initiative that they're trying to get on the ballot here at all about abortion. We'll talk a little bit about that as the morning goes on. Probably, you know, this isn't big news, but it's just a continuation of the same kind of nastiness, the same kind of divisiveness, the same kind of cruelty, and the same kind of moral superiority that the ultra-right-wing religious part of the Republican Party shows. Now, there are people who are mainstream Christians, and I always have to put this caveat in here, because if I don't, I get emails from people, why are you attacking Christianity? There are mainstream Christians in this country who are wonderful people. And Christianity has a lot of good things to say about the treatment of other human beings and other individuals. And there are also conservative Christian groups that do a lot of outreach and do a lot of work, particularly in third world countries. And we have a tendency in this society, and I think you're guilty of it, and I know I'm guilty of it, that a lot of times we'll just lump people all together. So I'm being very, very specific here when I point this out. And I'm not lumping people together, okay? I'm not attacking mainstream Christianity. I'm not attacking it at all. But I'm sure by now, if you we'll play it for you, if you haven't heard Pat Robertson's comments about Ariel Sharon. He won the Keith Olbermann Award last night for the worst person of the day. Or, I guess, the worst person in the world. And Robertson's commenting about Ariel Sharon. Now, Ariel Sharon, fighting for his life. And this is what Pat Robertson says about Ariel Sharon. Check this out. Oh, we have to get this up. We can't get it. We can't. We can't. Won't play. All right, we have a little bit of technical glitch here at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. All right, here's Pat Robertson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have said the last year that Israel was entering into the most dangerous period of its entire existence as a nation. That is intensifying this year with the loss of Sharon. Sharon was personally a very likable person, and I am sad to see him in this condition. But I think we need to look at the Bible, and the book of Joel, the prophet Joel, makes it very clear that God has enmity against those who, quote, divide my land. God considers this land his. You read the Bible, he says, this is my land. And for any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away, God says, no, this is mine. And the same thing, I had a wonderful meeting with Yitzhak Rabin in 1974. He was tragically assassinated. It was a terrible thing that happened, but nevertheless, he was dead. And now Ariel Sharon, who is, again, a very likable person, a delightful person to be with, I prayed with him personally, but here he's at the point of death. He was dividing God's land. And I would say, woe unto any prime minister of Israel who takes a similar course to appease the EU, the United Nations, or the United States of America. God says, this land belongs to me. You better leave it alone. Terry?
Yeah. I mean, this guy is the lowest of the low. He's so low that he couldn't reach the oil pan on the bottom of my car. That's how low he is. And the Reverend Barry W. Lynn, who's executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, who we've had on this program before, said a religious leader should not, quote, not be making callous political points while a man is struggling for his life. You know, Robertson typically comments, like, in what I would call a passive-aggressive manner, by saying, oh, you know, it's a terrible thing that he's undergoing, and then whipping out the Bible quote to justify his position. Insinuating that Sharon is in the situation he's in because the guy is trying to work out some kind of workable peace settlement, some kind of workable plan in the Middle East. And this is the same Robertson who suggested on the 700 Club in August that American agents should assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Then in November, he addressed residents of the Pennsylvania town who ousted school board members who had advocated teaching intelligent design, the belief that the universe is so complex that it must have been created by a higher power as an alternative to the theory of evolution. I'd like to say that the good citizens of Dover, if there's a disaster in your area, don't turn to God, he said. You have rejected him from your city. He later said that he simply was trying to point out that spiritual actions have consequences. Now, I'd like to know what consequences Robertson's comments have. I mean, where's he going to go when he dies? That's what I want to know. Because you know something? If he's headed to heaven, then I can guarantee you, at 53 years old, and who knows how long I'm going to live, you know something? I don't want to go to the same place that has Pat Robertson in it. I really don't. All right. You want to comment on that or anything else? 303-713-7600. Line open. 6:18 after 6. Praise the Lord and pass the peas. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Good start to the drive so far this morning here in town. The city of Boulder Street starting to come to life a little bit more. Seeing a few more cars on Highways 93, 119, Boulder Turnpike. And everything's pretty free flowing. Getting down to Denver, no problems there. All that overnight construction activity's wrapped up. And we aren't dealing with any morning traffic issues here in the metro area. Now, north of Fort Collins, there is a highway closure. Northbound I-25 at Mountain Vista Drive. That's due to an accident investigation involving a couple of large semis. Traffic's being detoured to exit 271. And pretty light for this time of morning, so backups there shouldn't be too bad. Take a look at your weather for today. A beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies and 64 for a high. Sunny and 63 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 50 Sunday. Right now it's 40. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to buy them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what? Maybe you're bored with your job. Maybe you want to change the direction in your life. And maybe you want to try something new with some challenges. Well, what about working for Rocky's Autos, Colorado's number one volume dealer, people who I'm crazy about? Rocky's Autos has got a free automotive training seminar coming up. It's not going to cost you a thing, and they're not going to make you sign a lifetime commitment in blood. They just want to inform you what they're all about and see maybe if a career at Rocky's Autos is right for you. Now, you got to reserve your seat today at 303-426-4646. Rocky's will train you. And Rocky's is holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar. They want to show you how you can part in part of a growing team that has the best inventory in Colorado, the best location in Colorado, and the best management anywhere. So space is limited. Plan on spending 3 hours with Rockies. It's Monday, January the 9th at the Denver Marriott West, 1717 Denver West Marriott Boulevard in Golden, Colorado. 5 to 6 o'clock registration and snacks, and then the seminar from 6 until 9. So we're talking 3 hours. So call now to reserve your seat at 303-426-4646. Ask for Colby or Dave. Space is limited. And you know what? Top sales producers at Rockies earn between $7,000 and $10,000 a month. So if you want the challenge, if it sounds like it's something that you'd be interested in, give them a call at 303-426-4646. Rockies at 63rd and Federal. Not only good people to work for, but a great place to buy a car.
Admit it. Right after Christmas, sometimes there's a little bit of a letdown. Maybe you just want the holidays to keep going, or maybe you didn't get quite what you were hoping for. Well, at Gander Mountain, we've got the cure for any case of post-holiday blues. It's the winter clearance, with savings of up to 50% off Gander Mountain's everyday low prices. Get 30 to 50% off men's and women's sportswear and outerwear. 25 to 50% off camo and blaze outerwear and accessories. Plus, during the Gander Mountain winter clearance, you can get an additional 10% off all clearance firearms. You can even get 40% off all in-stock tree stands. So hurry into Gander Mountain and get those things you didn't find under your tree. Or just get yourself a big head start on spring. But while winter clearance at Gander Mountain will be going on through the end of January, you need to hurry in now for the best selection. Hey, there's no letdown here, just lower prices. Gander Mountain, we live outdoors.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I would say woe unto any prime minister of Israel who takes a similar course to appease the EU, the United Nations, or the United States of America.
Pat Robertson strikes again, 622, 22 minutes after 6, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. One line open at 303-713-7600. You can talk about that or anything else. It's open phones on this, really, on this Friday morning. Let's go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, happy Friday.
Yeah, you too.
You know, when I get up out of bed in the morning, I thank God Pat Robertson's out there to tell me exactly how the good Lord, you know, is going to work through our politics and everything on earth. He's got it. The man has it all mapped out. Thank God he's there. Jay, I'm kidding. That's
of course. I figured you were.
I can't believe it. I just hope there's some person out there that he's finally driven off the edge and they're completely disillusioned. They think, my God, what an idiot. I mean, it's like, I don't know. He's reading from this ancient book collected over thousands of years. And he's determining, he's telling people exactly how God is working, you know, politically on earth. Absolutely amazing to me. And
I wonder if that was from the New or Old Testament.
That's an Old Testament reference.
Well, you know what? I thought Christians left the Old Testament behind, and that book is for Jews, and they moved on to something else. So why does he go back and quote from the Old Testament when it's convenient?
Well, that's it. The key word there is convenient. You know, whatever's convenient, whatever supports the current. Here's a case in point. There is last week this very good, apparently Christian man who was a tree trimmer, and in the news it was grisly. He got something, a piece of clothing caught, and he got headlong into his wood chipper. A good man. Now, was that the will of God that this good Christian suffered this grisly death? I mean,
I've often wondered about that. How about the coal miners in West Virginia?
Exactly.
Was that Was that an act of God, or what if God's behind everything, is that an act of God?
Right.
What happened there?
What about those people gathering, the coal miners' families gathering, in 1 minute they're praising God for saving their families, and the next minute cursing? You know what I mean? I do believe in a higher power, but it's a larger scene, a larger issue than outlined by Mr. Pat Robertson. We're coming out of the Christmas season, Jay, and, you know, did you know that in the ancient Mesopotamian and Babylonian myths, there was the story, and it was an ongoing story in all kinds of cultures about a virgin birth?
Well,
I believe Jesus was an enlightened being, but all of the other claptrap.
Well, see, the problem.
We have to get away from the Bible.
Well, the problem with all of this is,
uh-huh,
is that this is a twofold argument. Okay, you can go after Pat Robertson for making political points and casually interpreting the Bible about a man who is fighting for his life, and you can ask the question, is that really Christian-like conduct? And from there, you can get into the second point, which offends a lot of people, which is, you know, is there the existence of God? Is the Bible the Word of God, or is it a work of fiction? You get into all of this stuff, and you got to be careful about walking over those eggshells, because you offend people.
I think, like any holy book out there, it has to be treated very, very carefully. You know, I do believe there is the transcendent, but it's a larger cosmological trip than can be outlined by a Pat Robertson. I just hope there are a lot of illusion Christians out there going, what an idiot. I mean, that's the biggest favor he can do for a lot of people by just keep running his mouth the way he does.
Well, if there's any mainstream Christians out there listening this morning, you know, I welcome your comments about Pat Robertson. Larry, thank you, man.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600, because I don't want to get into a whole thing about attacking Christianity. I mean, we all hold private views about God. Excuse me. It's my damn cough. You know, we all hold private views about God. And some of us question the existence of God. Some of us question the existence of Jesus. You've got all kinds of religious views in this world. You've got Christianity, Judaism, Islam are probably the three biggest and probably the most well-known right now. You've got extremists in Islam. We hear about them all the time. Pat Robertson is an extremist. And sometimes I think to myself, the only difference between Pat Robertson, let's say, and Osama bin is that Osama bin Laden takes up arms, Pat Robertson uses the media and the 700 Club. And good God, who gives him all this money? And to me, it's like, and I know that this is an offending thing to say, but it's like I think he's running a con job here. I really do. I think he's taking advantage of people. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, John.
I agree with you about equivocating Pat Robertson and other religious extremists that advocate the other side needing to be destroyed. I mean, obviously, he has this fantasy about being plucked up magically and taken away when certain things happen. It was from a book in the Bible that seems to be taking front center in Robertson uses fear, plain and simple. He's if you don't follow what I do, the next one is going to croak too. And wasn't it a shame that Yitzhak Rabin didn't listen to me? It's just, the guy is breathtakingly arrogant, fitful, insensitive, all of the bad things. So perhaps he's doing people that really, you know, listen to what Jesus said about what you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar, render unto God what's God. These things you can do and better. And maybe it energized people they're on the fence, that might sit back with their faith and say, oh, well, it's hopeless, and just get off their dead butts and try to make this world a better place.
Who watches this guy? Who's watching this guy and believing what he's saying? I mean, what kind of person sits down and watches the 700 Club? I've seen it like maybe three times. I mean, who sits there in front of their TV set and watches the 700 Club and then sends in money? Or, you know, or watches any of these guys on TV? You know, like Fran Crouch, I guess, is another one. I mean, all these guys, you know, and they're always asking for money. And you know what it reminds me of? I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of my first job in radio, in which I worked at KWMC in Del Rio, Texas. And across the border in Acuna was XERF. And XERF had like 150,000 watts, and they were like at 1580 on the dial. And they came on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and went until 5 in the morning. And with the exception of the piano man, who used to teach piano lessons by mail, and Mary's heard this story a million times, and the tap dance man who came on like at 4 o'clock, the whole thing was preachers. The whole thing was preachers. There was Reverend Ike. There was Dallas Turner. There was all these guys. And all they ever did was ask for money. All they ever did was ask for money. And they claimed that, you know, if you sent them money, that they could perform miracles. And I've never understood what kind of person would send these people money, would send the 700 Club money, would send when it used to be around the PTL Club. I mean, who does that? Who sends them money? I mean, it's just the weirdest damn thing.
Well, Jay, I would suggest it might be a sad, depressed person that that is fearful that his life is passing him by, and Robertson rounds him up by saying, "You're part of this, and you're being persecuted. So you got to send me money."
I can tell you something. If I was that depressed, they would have to. They would have to pour gallons and gallons of Depakote in my veins. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. All right. Two lines open at 303-7700. You know, maybe I ought to get into that racket and become a radio preacher and make money. 6:31, it's 29 minutes before the hour on AM 760. Let's get some progressive traffic.
And we got that Friday morning drive underway. So quiet. We're seeing everything, for the most part, pretty free-flowing around the Boulder area and Denver. We've got our first slowdown in the morning. It's going to be that cut across Commerce City, eastbound 270. A little sluggish between I-76 and York, but we are accident stall-free here in town. At the big highway closure north of Fort Collins, northbound I-25 is shut down at exit 271. That's the Mountain Vista Drive exit. Have an accident there under investigation. Has been for over 3 hours. Hopefully that will get reopened within the hour. Take a look at your weather today. Sunny and warm to 64 degrees. Mostly sunny and 63 tomorrow. Right now it's 41. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway 4 and right now get loaded 03 Explorer for just $13.9. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups faster for thousands less. They survive T-Rex. Get your loaded 03 Explorer today for just $13.9. Freeway 4 to I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
Egg Schultz. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Egg Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
My friend laughed at me. I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny brain tumors and 1 that was very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters. That's about 3.5 inches on my brain.
For his other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. For the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with CyberKnife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone, completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check to payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio License 750-310.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You were expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central, a Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth on Hallmark Channel.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I am sad to see him in this condition, but I think we need to look at the Bible, and the book of Joel, the prophet Joel, makes it very clear that God has enmity against those who, quote, divide my land. God considers this land to be his.
That's the figure.
You read the Bible, he says, this is my land. And for any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away, God says, no, this is mine. And the same thing, I had a wonderful meeting with Yitzhak Rabin.
Oh, I bet you did.
In 1974, he was tragically assassinated. It was a terrible thing that happened, but nevertheless,
he must have had a blind moment to have a meeting with you. 6:36, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Hi today, 66. Mostly sunny skies. Traditionally, open phones on Friday, but we're talking about Pat Robertson. You know, the other story I wanted to tell you this guy Dallas Turner, this guy Cowboy Dallas Turner, who is on XCRF. He would tell this story about how he was this country and western singer. Of course, you didn't find any records by the guy, and that he was a terrible drunk, and that he was laying up in a hotel room, drunk and out of his mind in Cincinnati. And then on the radio came I Saw the Light by Hank Williams. And Cowboy Dallas Turner was healed by God. Jesus had reached out and touched his life. And he forsaken the bottle and realized that he needed to go unto the entire land and render the word of God. Well, see, there's a small problem. Because down the border, across from in Nuevo Laredo, across from Laredo, was another one of these X stations, and he was on that one as Cowboy Dale Turner, telling exactly the same story. You know, and I'm privileged to have been part of this, only because this kind of radio no longer exists; it's all gone. And how many of you ever remember the Reverend Ike Encoder, who I once counted gave his mailing address, P.O. Box 222, Boston, Massachusetts, 25 times in 15 minutes. And he was the kind of guy who you could send him a prayer request, and your prayer request would not only be granted, but money would show up in your mailbox. And he would put people on, and you had to know that this was a con job. He would put on who would tell him and tell the listening audience at home about how they prayed for a brand new Cadillac Eldorado, and because of Reverend Ike, they got one. And he would put all these people on. And then, of course, there's Benny Hinn, who you see on TV. And there used to be this guy, Ernest Angley, with a bad tooth, who would grab people and go and yell, "Come out, ye spirits!" I mean, isn't it sad that the Bible, that the New Testament, that Christianity, that Jesus is such a wonderful, marvelous thing and can do such wonderful, marvelous things? I say that as a Jew. But as I said earlier when I started the conversation, there are conservative Christian groups that are out there they're doing a lot of good work, and that they can, and then they get, you know, tainted, and that you've got this kind of chicanery and weird kind of strange behavior going on. It's just amazing. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Peter in Louisville. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's up?
Well, you know, I've had a chance to listen to you here. I'm driving home from work, and, you know, you're absolutely right about, I think religious extremism is potentially one of the major destructive forces in the world today. And if you think it's only the, you know, people's Islamic faith, then you're crazy. It's really interesting. It's, when you play that Pat Robertson quote, it's great. But, you know, I was watching CNN on Wednesday, and I just wondered if anybody called in to talk about George Bush. And I hate to hit George Bush when he's down, but I wish he'd just stand up every now and then. But poor Ariel Sharon was in the intensive care, and George Bush was giving a speech about him, and he kept referring to him in the past tense. Ariel Sharon was a great man. He was a beacon of force for good and peace in the Middle East. He was this, he was that, you know. I just found it kind of ironic that, you know, Ariel Sharon was alive and there George Bush was.
Well,
dead.
I'm not a big defender of George W. Bush, obviously, but I think what he was talking about there, and I could be wrong, but I think what he was saying is that even if Ariel Sharon survives, and any decent human being hopes that he does, he can't go back to being the Prime Minister of Israel. His days of doing that are finished. And maybe that's what George W. Bush was saying. And I'm being charitable when I say this. But maybe that's what he was trying to say. I don't think it was a comment on the fact that he was dead or that he was dying. I think it was a comment on the fact that most people agree, including his doctors, that he can't go back to what he once was doing. And it's a great loss for the world, and it's a great loss for Israel. I think that's what he was talking about.
Well, I think that's what he was trying to talk about, but the way it came across was very George Bushy, and hard to defend.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're probably right, and I'm probably wrong, because I'm in a charitable mood at 6:41, 19 minutes before 7, and it's Friday. Yeah. And I know the weekend's coming up, but, you know, good points, Peter. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. See you later.
Have a good weekend. Let's go to David in Longmont. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jay, I just want to assure you that, just like Phil Hendry says, that I think that Pat Robertson's going to the hot place, and you're not.
I don't want to go where he's going, man.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I don't think you have to worry about it. I think, you know, what you're doing is what we call good works. But I just think we need a little reality check on Sharon as well, because he is in history being responsible for some of those massacres in Lebanon, and he was responsible for triggering the Intifada in September of 2000 there by walking around the Temple Mount. And I know that probably Sharon in his old age has been looking at his legacy and trying to make amends with the Palestinians, but I think there's some things that, I mean, I'm not stepping up to try to defend Pat Robertson, far from it. Pat Robertson's outbursts are nothing but his own ego, I would say, and, you know, trying to crank in the contributions from the shut-in set out there with their checkbooks and their wheelchairs and stuff. But I have a long memory as far as Sharon goes. And,
well, there's no question.
He was somewhat of a bad man.
Yeah, there's no question he's done some terrible things. There's no question. But in the last couple of years, and particularly in this last year where he leaves the Likud party,
forms
a centrist party that includes both right and left, is trying to work something out with the Palestinians, and is trying to basically do a balancing job between the harbors in his own country, and, you know, he's trying to make this thing happen.
And I've been impressed with
that. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, exactly. I do that. So,
and you know, some of the hardliners in the Palestinian camp too have also got to come to grips and realize that the only way we're ever, and we've been trying to achieve peace in the Middle East for, like, you know, thousands of years, and the only way we're going to get it is if we learn, and I mean collectively, all of us in humanity, and it sounds like a John Lennon song, you know, like give peace a chance, but we got to learn to sit down and talk this stuff out and try to work something out. And I maintain, and I could be wrong about this, but I maintain that if we put as much effort together in solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as we're putting into this stupid war in Iraq, we could defuse all, a majority of the problems in the Middle East.
Absolutely. That's been Bin Laden's whole deal, is that, you know, the Americans have not have been on the wrong side of the Palestinian question. And like you said, if we'd have been spending so much time working on that as we were, you know, causing trouble in Iraq and destabilizing the rest of the Middle East, you know, we'd be a lot further along.
Yeah, you know what?
Right.
I you know what? I agree 100%. Hey, man, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Jay. You too.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Good cogent call. Well, I can open at 303-713-7600. You know, there's a deal out here, and I'm looking around now for it, and I've got it in front of me, about the true cost of the war in Iraq as far as money goes. And think about all the energy and lives that that we've expended in Iraq, and how much we could fix the Middle East if we would concentrate on getting the Palestinians and the Israelis to sit down and work all this stuff out. Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz and Harvard budget expert Linda Blimes plan to present this week a paper estimating the cost of the Iraqi war. Check this out, between $1 and $2 trillion. This is far higher than the earlier estimate of $100 to $200 billion. And think about the lives, 100,000 Iraqis, 2,000 plus Americans, more journalists killed in Iraq than in Vietnam. It's just got to be a better way. 6:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Kind of a snoozer for your Friday morning. That's how Friday mornings usually are on the highways. If you're just headed out getting on the I-25, we're just now starting to see the slowdowns on that drive-in from Thornton and North Glen along southbound I-25. A little heavy in there between Thornton Parkway, getting down to the Boulder Turnpike. And eastbound 270, already loaded up for the morning. That'll hang with us all morning long in between I-76 and York. That's about it. A little busy across downtown. We're still looking good northbound through the Tech Center, and 225 is in fine shape, as well as the Turnpike. And the highway closure up north to place. Northbound I-25 closed to exit 271 with that accident investigation. Weather today, beautiful weekend on tap. Sunny and 65 today, mostly sunny and 63 tomorrow. We warmed up to 41. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760 Boulder Progressive Talk.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Buy MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I will use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
You'll lose weight in
Keep It Off or Stop Smoking Once and for All with Hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th, 800-735-6907, 800-735-6907.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:49, 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 66. Under mostly sunny skies, Jay Marvin with you at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, Pat Roberts is not the only one to make disparaging comments about Ariel Sharon. President Ahmadinejad of Iran says he hopes the criminal of Sabra and Shatila has joined his ancestors. The Iranian president, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, was quoted Thursday as saying he was hoping for the death of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. And, you know, he considers himself to be religious. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we'll go to Jim, who is, I temporarily lost his name there. Jim, who is in Golden. Jim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
This land is your land. This land is my land. Hey, if you believe in God, doesn't he own the whole globe?
Yeah, you would
think
so.
Doesn't he own the whole place?
I mean,
how can you divide anything up and say this is God's and that's not God's? And by the way, don't the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians all pray to the same God?
Yeah, allegedly.
I mean, if you look back in history from Abraham on and they've done DNA tests, they all got the same God. So how did they come down to Pat Robinson? Did he talk to God?
You know, that's an interesting question. If you sat him down and said, do you talk to God? I bet you he would tell you that God, or no, a better way to phrase it would be, does God talk to you? I bet you he would tell you that God talks to him.
Yeah, well, on a serious note, the whole thing is, let's make it simple for the simple-minded Christians out there, because I really don't appreciate the right wing. There is a third party, Jay. It's the right-wing Christians, and they took over the Republican Party. But, you know, it's the boogeyman. They have been playing the boogeyman card since 9/11, and, you know, the Chicken Little card. It's that simple. And that's why people in this country are just, I can't believe they don't see this going on around them. That the religious people, the government, everybody is trying to say the sky is falling.
Well, you're right. They're using fear to manipulate the populace. I agree. Look, they're,
and
you
it's
know,
been going on
look,
for
look,
ages.
Look, there's a chance, there's a good chance. I don't even know if it's a good chance, but there's a chance that we'll suffer another terrorist attack. That it'll happen.
So what?
Despite
you're gonna roll around and be in fear
well,
all your life because of
no,
that?
No, but let me finish here. Despite sure. despite the fact that we're trying to stop it any way we can, but the thing is, and some of the ways we're trying to stop it are absolutely unconstitutionally raw. You know, they're just terrible, like the NSA spying thing. But the thing is that what this administration does, and also the ultra-Christian right, is they take them and they use it as fear to manipulate people and to brand and to totally and completely manipulate them. I mean, guess it's the best word to put it.
Well, when you see what I read that in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about Norma Anderson, and,
right.
you know, when you have somebody as strong-willed as she has been over the years, and I've been in this state since 68, it's remarkable to me that they were able to get her. They actually, I mean, she's 73, okay, fine. She probably could have gone on a couple more years, but, you know, she probably just said, I've had enough of Jim Dobson
well,
and his
she
crew.
Does. She says it in there that she's sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll be talking about that coming up at 8 o'clock.
I want to invite all the Republicans whose party has been stolen by the evangelicals to join the Democrats, who by now, I think, have proven they are much more above board than the Republicans are. And, Jay, you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Same thing with you, Jim. Thanks. And Golden's one of my favorite cities. Let's go to Russ, who's on Highway 285. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Russ. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Looking forward to the weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wanted to relate a personal experience that I had with a couple of TV evangelists who were, let's say, less than puritanical and actually laid out, took the time to tell me the whole history of evangelism and how it is just a giant scam. I was living in Los Angeles in about 1978. Had a friend of mine who lived up Laurel Canyon. He called me one day and said, hey, we're having a party. Come on over. So I go over there. There's this couple there I've never met before. They're dressed in that cowboy chic, you know, Midnight Cowboy was out at the time. And, you know, we're all drinking and, you know, he snorts some coke and he pops a half a Quaalude. And I end up talking to him and asking him, well, what do you guys do for a living? Oh, well, we're TV evangelists. I'm like,
no,
yeah.
No, that's great.
I'm like, oh, sure, you know. They're like, no, really, you know. And then they start telling me that the whole history of evangelism is, you know, at the turn of the 20th century, they had these carnivals and especially the old-time medicine shows. And what happened was the federal government came in and saw a lot of people were getting injured because of these bad ingredients in these tonics that these old docs, you know, DOC, not DR, were selling in these medicine shows. And, you know, snake oil salesmen. And so they basically started regulating prescription drugs and shut them down. So they had to have some other source of income, and they decided what they were going to do was revert to old-time religion, prey on people's fears, fear of the unknown, and get them to donate money. So, of course, the old-time tent evangelical revival started happening all around the country. And even that was starting to die out until television came along, and that was just the biggest boom for the evangelicals that they ever saw. Now, the proof of the pudding, I didn't believe it, but the proof of the pudding was 6 months later. I'm flipping around on a Sunday morning on TV, you know, trying to find something to watch, and there they are on the 700 Club, dressed in almost the same cowboy chic clothes, talking about how Jesus saved their lives, and, you know, he could do the same for you if you just donate some money.
That is so. Yeah, but, you know, there are people out there who send them money.
Oh, all the time. I mean, they wouldn't continue to be TV evangelists if it wasn't a money-making deal.
Well, it's sad, man. It really is sad. Russ, thank you. Be safe and have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Jay. Thanks.
All right, and thanks for the history lesson about that. Here's Joseph in Denver. Joseph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
God, I know you got an interview coming up, so I'll be brief. The whole Christian issue with Dobson and people like Robertson, I think it's important for Christians who maybe are more liberal or who are liberal to make the point that those guys don't represent us and that there is a movement. There are movements within Christianity, like within any, you know, system of people, that are, you know, every time that a guy like Dobson or every time a guy like Robertson opens his mouth, we cringe because we know that it's going to drive people actually away from the good things about the faith and that these people do more damage to, well, just like the earlier caller said, you know, a lot of the evangelical right-wing people in the Republican Party have done more damage to the Republican Party than anything else. A lot of these Christian guys that call themselves Christians do more damage to the faith than good. And, you know, Dobson and Robertson are very selective about what parts of the Bible they pull out to, it's called eisegesis, actually. It's they use pieces of scripture to, instead of exegesis, which is using the Bible as a tool, eisegesis is using the Bible as a tool to only represent one position. And they're experts at this, and they're experts at playing to that really small margin on the fringe that eats it up, and it's sad. Every time I heard the Robertson story yesterday, and I thought, good grief, again, I know I need to go to work, and people know I'm a Christian, and I gotta, you know, explain to them, look, we're not all like that.
Yeah, but anybody who has any kind of intellectual capacity and can examine things, you know, with some degree of independence, knows that not all Christians are like Pat Robertson, that it's foolish to think that they are, just like not all Muslims are like Osama bin Laden. And but you're right, though. You know, as a mainstream Christian, it has got to be extremely frustrating that this guy tries to pawn himself off as interpreting the Word of God. Hey, man, thank you. I got to go. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Take care.
All right, have a good weekend. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Benner. He's the co-founder and co-chair of Progressive Democrats of Colorado. This is about numerous events going on about the Iraq War. That's coming up on the Hour of No Power here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's been AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In 1997, Genia Lemonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's treatment with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call today at 303-448-4620.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN, Morgan for Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Robert Berg, live in Jerusalem, where Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is in the last stage of an operation to repair bleeding in his brain. Sharon was rushed to surgery 4 hours ago. He suffered a severe stroke on Wednesday. This was the second operation. NIU stroke specialist Dr. Keith Siller says that's not always recommended.
Sometimes families opt to not do this. We don't always encourage people to take it to this extreme, but there are other families that wish us to be as aggressive as possible.
The mood here is anxious.
It's very important for me that Sharon will be well, and I wish him all the best. Get out of bed from the hospital.
Israelis are hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. With more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Well, in this country, televangelist Pat Robertson suggested on his TV show that Sharon's stroke may have been God's retribution for giving Gaza to the Palestinians.
God says, this land belongs to me. You better leave it alone.
Some religious groups are calling for an apology. Still out of unknowns in Pittsburgh, where the sole survivor of the West Virginia mine disaster is now getting oxygen treatment to clear out carbon monoxide and limit brain damage.
It is difficult to know how much neurological function he has. He moves spontaneously, he opens his eyes, he bites on the endotracheal tube, all signs to suggest that he is not in coma.
Dr. Richard Shannon says Randall McCloy's condition is critical but stable. McCloy's wife, Anna, told the CBS Early Show,
I'm hoping to see a full recovery, but a little by little, each time he shows a little progress is enough for me.
McCloy has been able to squeeze her hand at the hospital. If there's a flu pandemic, what should we do? The government has a new guide to tell us. Details live from CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, Uncle Sam wants you to chart your family's basic medical information and prepare to work from home if you can. Some of it sounds a lot like preparing for a major storm, stocking up on non-perishable food and water, and your prescription drugs. There are also tips on preventing the spread of disease. And because schools might be closed for a long time, the guide tells parents to be prepared to teach their children at home.
It turns out 11 U.S. troops died yesterday in Iraq in the space suicide attacks and roadside bombings. The attacks left more than 180 Iraqis dead. December's jobs report is just out in Washington.
Overall, some pretty good news. The unemployment rate dipped from 5% down to 4.9%, and more than 100,000 jobs were added to the economy last month.
CBS's Trish Regan. President Bush goes to Chicago today for a Board of Trade speech to tout the jobs report. IBM says it's going to freeze its pension plan for employees in 2008, offering instead just an enhanced 401k plan. Before the bell, S&P futures are up about 5 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? You hear the latest health and nutrition information. That's why I was surprised to find out that a great thing you can do to help promote a healthy heart comes from something I've loved my whole life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Yeah, the same delicious grape juice we all grew up on. It's actually good for your heart because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. It's even certified by the American Heart Association. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
Wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler. Oh, and candidate for mayor.
The less you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the new design Maytag Neptune high efficiency washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time, and even a king size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry. Maytag, for less laundry, more life. Depend on.
Rocky Mountain CyberKnife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, so far the drive around Boulder hasn't been too bad. In fact, the turnpike is still looking pretty good in the eastbound lanes getting down towards I-25. And the biggest problem is going to be southbound I-25. There's a semi stalled in set lanes at 38th Avenue, and that's pushing that jam back to 58th Avenue. It's already slow up that north end from just after 104th getting down to the Boulder Turnpike. So before too long, those are going to hook up. Getting rid of a rollover out near Pena Boulevard and 56th Avenue. That vehicle's going to be in the center. Median traffic might be a little slow to and from the airport. Weather today, beautiful. Highs pushing 65 degrees under sunny skies. Mostly sunny is 63 for tomorrow. We've warmed up to 43. I'm Aaron O'Neill at 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If traffic reporters are referring to you by name during rush hour,
and it looks like things are flowing through the mousetrap pretty well, oh, wait a minute, there's Pete stalled up shoulder. It'll be a tie-up soon.
It's time for you to buy a new car. Visit a Denver area auto dealership today.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. High today, 66. Under mostly sunny skies, Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to be able to hang with you on this Friday. More of your phone calls on just about anything you want to talk about. And I got some stuff coming up here that I'm going to mention, and you can comment on that or whatever else is on your mind. You want to continue to keep talking about the absurdity of Pat Robertson, you can do that as well. 303-713-7600. But right now we're going to talk to Mark Benner. He's co-founder and co-chair of the Progressive Democrats of Colorado. And we're going to find out what's going on as far as out of your Iraq events, which are planned nationwide on January the 7th, and exactly what Mark has got cooking here in Colorado. Mark, good morning. Welcome to AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, let's talk about what's going on here with this out of Iraq events that are planned across the nation. And tell us what's going on here locally in Colorado.
Well, every one of these events is planned at the local level, and so they may have a different emphasis or focus depending on where you are. And the particular one that we're doing, we'll have representatives from Senator Salazar's office as well as Representative Udall and Congresswoman Diane DeGette's office there to talk about their positions on Iraq and give some information about Iraq. Our purpose really is to create a dialogue around from Iraq.
What would you like to see? Would you like to see us get out immediately, or would you like to do you like the timetable idea?
Well, Jay, I think it's a really difficult situation, and I think that anybody really knows what the future will be depending on what we do as a nation. I think it's pretty clear now that what we're doing there is not helping the situation, and I think that there's a danger in immediate withdrawal, because we don't know what the future holds there. And so that's why I think one of our purposes is to create a conversation about just what we should do and get people actively involved in helping to determine what our policy in Iraq should be.
All right. Talk about where some of this stuff is going to be held.
Well, our event is being held at the State Democratic Party headquarters, which is located at 777 Santa Fe. And if people would like to come to that, we're asking you to register at www.afterdowningstreet.org. And if you go there, there's a place to click on January 7th events, and you can actually go with your zip code and find which event will be closest to you. And we've got limited space at the party headquarters there. But I think it's very important that we get Democratic leaders together and explain positions to people so that people are informed about this and can have a better idea of what's going on in Iraq and what some of the problems are.
7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mark Benner, co-founder and co-chair of the Progressive Democrats of Colorado. I also understand that there are events going on in Colorado Springs and also Sedalia. Are you guys involved in that too?
No, we're not specifically. We're a pretty diverse group, and we've got people all around us, and we have a website to pdcolorado.org. If you're interested in becoming part of Progressive Democrats of Colorado, you can go there and join us. But it's really the After Downing Street people that are sponsoring a lot of these and that have organized these events around there. And it's really a great website. It's got a lot of information about the lead-up to the war. It really documents some of the things that the Bush administration were saying that have, you know, later proven to be untrue about Iraq. And I think that's really a place where we need to focus as a nation, looking at the way that the Bush administration sold this war. You know, it's true that we're there now, but I think we really need to look at what this administration has done to get us into this situation.
Yeah, there seems to be this idea, which not only is in the media, but also you hear a lot of politicians talk about this. Well, okay, so there was faulty intelligence, blah, blah, blah. That was, you know, that's water under the bridge. There's nothing we can do. We're there now. Now we have to deal with it. And I maintain that, I'm with you. I maintain that we need to have a critical look as to how we got here.
Well, Jay, I think, you know, there's an element of truth to that. You know, we're in Iraq now, and we need to deal with that situation. But, yes, I think that we need a really serious investigation because, to me, I was aware of what was going on. You know, the Bush administration claims now that you know, the world believed the story that they were selling, but that's not true because when they took their case to the UN, the UN didn't buy it, you know. And, you know, you had Scott Ritter, who was an expert that understood a little bit more about what was going on in Iraq than most people did.
Yeah, we had him on yesterday morning.
Sure. And, you know, it was pretty clear that it wasn't an open and shut case, and that's why the Bush administration really did have to manipulate this information. And, you know, they claim that Congress saw what they saw, but that's not true. It's just patently false because what Congress saw, and, you know, I blame Congress in a way for not asking for a full investigation into the story that the Bush administration was giving. And, you know, now it looks like some people in Congress are actually coming around and addressing these issues. And while I don't think looking that's going to solve what we do in Iraq now, it's important to look at it because I think that there was manipulation, and I'm willing to say that George Bush lied about much of the stuff.
Yeah, so. I agree. What I worry about is not only how the hell we're going to get out of this mess, and it is a terrible mess, so I worry about that. The other thing I worry about is the fact that this administration, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of these guys, Wolfowitz and everybody else, is somehow
Donald Rumsfeld.
You're right. I left him out. Douglas Fife, and all of these guys.
Right.
And John Bolton. So somehow that they're going to get like off the hook. That they're going to be able to, you know, slip away. And these people are responsible for an awful lot of deaths, both Americans and also Iraqis. I mean, we have a tendency to forget about the Iraqi deaths there, and the Iraqi deaths are underreported.
Right, right, and that's true. And, it's interesting because I think Donald Rumsfeld at one point said that he would take responsible for the events at Abu Ghraib, but responsibility is more than just claiming. You know, there has to be something else to hold people accountable for what they've done, and I think that if you look at the evidence, there's a lot of it that says that Donald Rumsfeld has been the author of our policy of torture, and they are trying to cover it up, and I'm hopeful that Congress will finally stand up and have the backbone to look into this matter, and because it's not helping us as a nation, and it's not helping the situation in Iraq. I think that most of the claims that Bush makes about, you know, making the country more secure are false. You know, what we've done in Iraq has probably actually recruited more people to be anti-American than it's convinced people that we're, you know, doing the right thing. So I think that if we're really serious about being a nation of integrity, we've got to look into these things. And probably it would go a long way if we held George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and some of these people accountable for their mispolicies and their mistakes. You know, you have to do more than just say you take responsibility. You have to fully take responsibility.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, once again, for people who want to get involved in this whole discussion about Iraq and want to go to this, and I guess I would term it a town hall meeting or...
Yes, and that's what we're calling it, because one of our goals is to really get people involved in a conversation about it. And part of that conversation is to communicate with our elected officials and have those officials communicate with us. And if people want to get involved in this, and it doesn't really matter where you are in the state, you need to go to www.afterdowningstreet.org, and you can find the best possible location for you to go to. like I said, we do have limited space at the one that we're holding. This is really the first event that we've sponsored. We're an initiative within the Democratic Party, and we're new. And so this is the first event. We do have limited space, so we're asking people to register so that we, if we have to, we can come up with maybe an alternative site.
All right. Do they rec after DowningStreet.org?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right. And give the time and the location again.
Okay, yeah. And I probably didn't do that, but our event is scheduled for Saturday at 2 o'clock, and the location is 777 Santa Fe in Denver. And like I said, we do have limited space, but we'll have representatives from Congressman Udall, Congresswoman DeGette's office, and Senator Ken Salazar's office to talk about their positions on Iraq. And hopefully, you know, get some information flowing, real information, not just propaganda that we're hearing from the administration and that kind of thing.
All right, before I let you go, too, plug the website for your organization, Progressive Democrats of Colorado.
Right, and we're an initiative in the Democratic Party. We became an initiative in March, and our website is www.pdcolorado.org.
Let me ask you, when you say initiative, define that.
Well, in the Democratic Party here in Colorado, there are organizations within the party that are designed to serve underserved groups within the Democratic Party, and traditionally they've dealt with people of ethnicity. We, you know, there's a Hispanic initiative, there's an African American initiative, and we felt that it was important that progressive ideas be part of the dialogue in the Democratic Party, and so our idea was to create an initiative that would address progressive ideas and progressive solutions to problems that we have in government. And we felt it was very important to give progressive ideas a real face within the Democratic Party.
All right, Mark, great one. Thank you so much, and you know, hope to hear more of events that you have coming up from the Progressive Democrats of Colorado. Thanks for getting up and being on the program.
Yeah, no problem, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, take care, Mark. All right, there you go. That's Mark Benner. He's a co-founder and chair of the Progressive Democrats of Colorado. If you want to find out about this event coming up January the 7th, go to the afterdowningstreet.org website, and you can find out what's going on in Colorado and find out something locally. And if you want to get involved in this local event that's going on January the 7th, Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, go to afterdowningstreet.org and you can register there. 7:16, 60 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you this morning. We'll open the phones back up at 303-713-7600. If you talk about Pat Robertson's comments about Ariel Sharon or anything else that I'm about to bring up, you can do that because the lines are basically open. And you know what? Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Kind of a snoozer for your Friday morning. That's how Friday mornings usually are in the highways. If you're just headed out getting on the I-25, we're just now starting to see the slowdowns on that drive-in from Thornton and North Glen along southbound I-25. A little heavy in there between Thornton Parkway getting down to the Boulder Turnpike. And eastbound 270 are already loaded up in the morning. That'll hang with us all morning long in between I-76 and York. That's about it. A little busy across downtown. We're still looking good northbound through the Tech Center and 225's in fine shape, as well as the Turnpike. And the highway closure up north, still in place. Northbound I-25 closed exit 271 with that accident investigation. Weather today, beautiful weekend on tap. Sunny and 65 today, mostly sunny and 63 tomorrow. We warmed up to 41. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
Good morning, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tired of the current job you're in? You know, you need a new challenge in life, and a lot of us go through that, where you just say, you know, I've done this, and I'm just tired and of doing it, and I need to do something else. Well, how about working at Rockies Autos? Colorado's number one volume dealer. Now, dig this. Rockies will train you. Rockies is holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar, and they'll show you how you can be an important part of a growing team. They have the best inventory in Colorado, the best location in Colorado, and the best management anywhere. And I know that for a fact because I'm friends with all the folks working at Rockies, over the over 100 employees there. Rockies is just a great place to work. Now, this thing is coming up Monday, January the 9th. It's 3 hours. They're not talking about you making any blood commitment. You can go and find out if this is the thing for you. Registration and snacks between 5 and 6 p.m., and then the seminar itself is between 6 and 9. It's going to be held at the Denver Marriott West, 1717 Denver West Marriott Boulevard in Golden, Colorado. You got to call now because, you know what, seating for this whole deal is limited. So call 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Ask for Colby or Dave. That's 303-426-4646. And you know what? Top sales producers who work for Rockies earn between $7,000 and $10,000 per month. And what they're talking about here is 3 hours of your time. Space is limited, so call today. 303-426-4646. Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. You know what? Not only a great place to work, but a great place to buy from, too.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired the last 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
Okay, top three reasons it's time to get new lighting. Number three, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole. Number two, lighting can say a lot. I want mine to say antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Randy Rose, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I can be a tad bit cranky and get angry from time to time. But you know what? At least my heart's in the right place. 721, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 66. Mostly sunny skies, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. There's a ton of stuff to talk about this morning. You can talk about anything that we have been talking about, including Pat Robertson's disgusting comments about Ariel Sharon. But there's other things out there as well. We were talking about Iraq here with Mark Benner. And part of our problem in Iraq, I think, is trying to win the hearts and minds of the people, which is really, really difficult to do because we keep doing things that are counterproductive over there. Here's the latest one. This is from CNN. And it's been all over the news. I mean, we've had it too. U.S. bomb hits wrong house in Iraq. Strike aimed at insurgents kills six family members. A bomb that killed six civilians Monday near Baji, Iraq, missed its target by 65 feet and hit the wrong home, military officials said. The bomb, which was dropped by a spider plane, was aimed at a building that three men entered after planting a roadside bomb as an unmanned surveillance plane watched from overhead. The U.S. Navy F-14 Tomcat fighter jet strafed the building before the bomb was dropped. This, according to U.S. military statement released after the nighttime attack, the bomb had successful effects against the insurgents, but the strike flattened the family's home, killing six of the family members and wounding three others. A father and daughter survived with only minor injuries. U.S. military officials said they are investigating why the wrong building was hit. In a news conference on Tuesday, White House spokesman Scott McClellan emphasized the U.S. position that its military goes out of its way to avoid civilian injuries. And you know something? I believe that that's true. I mean, I buy that. We don't purposely try to kill civilians. But now think about this. If you're that father or you're that daughter and you survive, what do you think your view of America is going to be? What do you think your view of American forces is going to be? Think it's going to be positive? And are you going to talk to others about it? And if you do talk to others about it, what are you going to say? And this is an example of the things that we do. And as Scott Ritter said yesterday, if there were truly good news coming out of Iraq, if things were really good in Iraq, we wouldn't have to go out and we wouldn't have to hire SUNY scholars and others to gin up good news, Iraqi reporters to gin up good news to report in the papers. I mean, we just wouldn't have to do that. And it keeps going on. You know, the other thing is the leadership in this country. George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, all the way down the line, all of them. They have a big credibility problem because you never know who's telling you the truth. You never know if what they're saying is true or not. And I heard Al Franken yesterday as I was on the way home from here, and I was listening to Al, and, you know, Al Franken was pointing this out, that you can't really trust these people. Now, George W. Bush runs around the country talking about how we're making significant gains in Iraq, about how good we're doing in Iraq, how things are great in Iraq, and he paints a very, very rosy scenario about what's happening in Iraq. Yesterday, at Camp Victory in Iraq, a top American operational commander in Iraq has offered a sober assessment of the hurdles facing a new Iraqi government, voicing concerns that sectarian rivalries and incompetence could cripple major ministries and turn newly American-trained Iraqi forces into militias for hire. Now, that's kind of what Scott Ritter was talking about yesterday. The commander, Lieutenant John R. Vines of the Army, warned in an interview on Wednesday that the development of the defense and interior ministries that sustain Iraqi security forces lags behind the fielding and prowess of more than 220,000 Iraqi soldiers and police officers. The ability of the ministries to support them, to pay them, and to resupply them, provide them with water, ammunition, spare parts, and weapons is not as advanced as of the forces in the field. And General Vines also said, from his headquarters outside of Baghdad, as a new wave of violence gripped Iraq this week, he said, we must make significant progress in these areas before we can conduct independent operations. And General Vines cautioned that other important ministries like oil, electricity, must also strengthen their operations for the security forces to succeed and for Iraq to prosper politically and economically. Now, you know, is this what we get from the Bush administration? We don't get that from the Bush administration. I mean, they don't really tell us what truth is there, I don't think. You know, Vines also warned of potential trouble in the weeks and months ahead as Sunni Arabs look to a Shiite-dominated government for signs that their voices and needs will be addressed. And as Scott Ritter said yesterday, the whole thing, I mean, could some people say it's already going on, could degenerate into a civil war. And some people say that's already happening. The John Murtha story continues to have legs and it continues to be in the news, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Representative John Murtha says the military is blaming him for a recruitment slump instead of recognizing mistakes that have led to an enlistment shortage. He says they're trying to direct attention away from their problems. He says that they're diverting what the real topic should be. General Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said during a news conference yesterday, that Murtha's remarks about Iraq are damaging troop morale and the Army's efforts to bring up recruitment numbers. Pace, the nation's top general, was asked specifically about an ABC News interview this week in which Murtha said if he were eligible to join the military today, he would not join, nor would he expect others to join. That's damaging to recruiting, Pace says. It's damaging to morale troops who are deployed, and it's damaging to the morale of their families who believe in what they are doing to serve this country. Military officers usually are reluctant to get on into political debates, but Pace said Murtha's remarks about recruiting are relevant to his responsibilities as Joint Chief of Chairman. You know, praised Murtha's record, said he respected him, but he said that Murtha's comments are sending out the wrong message. Well, in a statement released yesterday, Murtha said the military had no problem recruiting directly after 9/11 because everybody understood that we had been attacked. But now the military's ability to attract recruits is being hampered by the prospect of prolonged, extended, and repeated deployments, inadequate equipment, shortened homestays, the lack of any connection between Iraq and the brutal attacks of 9/11, and most importantly, the administration's constantly changing, undefined, open-ended military mission in Iraq. Murtha said last Thursday, check this out, he said he had spoken with military leaders and they're frustrated by their mission. He says Peter Pace told him last night They know militarily they can't win this, Murtha said. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and others at the Pentagon, including Pace, have said repeatedly that victory in Iraq will not be achieved by U.S. forces defeating the insurgency militarily, but rather by U.S. forces providing the Iraqis the military, political, and economic wherewithal to overcome the insurgency. So, you know, Murtha's back in the news again. And I'll ask the same question that I asked yesterday. I mean, do you think what Murtha said was damaging about not wanting to join the military and wouldn't recommend that others do it? And do you think that having an open dialogue, as Murtha has done, about our situation in Iraq, do you think it's harming troop morale? Or is this the same story and the same drumbeat that supporters of what's going on in Iraq now, supporters of Bush's foreign policy, and those on the right have been using this drumbeat forever and a day about those of us who think we ought to get out, those of us who think the mission is wrong, those of us who think that the intelligence was distorted, those of us who think we were lied to. Are we wrong to be engaging in a dialogue about this, because are we hurting troop morale? 303-713-7600. Talk about that and anything else that may be on your mind. I got four open lines, and it's open phones on a Friday morning at 303-713-7600. 7:30 a.m. 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look at Progressive Traffic now.
And the sunshine just breaking the horizon. It's really going to slow these eastbound routes, 6th Avenue, and between Sheridan and Federal. The turnpike actually been in pretty good shape, but you'll start to see the brake lights now from Federal down towards Pecos. Had an earlier stalled semi, southbound I-25 at 38, that was hanging up one of those center lanes for so long. They just managed to move it. All lanes reopen. The southbound I-25 backed up to I-76. Hopefully we'll start to clear out on that drive across downtown. Southbound 225 backed up from Parker Road now. And northbound I-25 remains closed up in Fort Collins. The accident investigation continues. About 4 hours working. West sunny near 65. Same for tomorrow. Currently it's 45 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Here's what satisfied customers are about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, says, let's go, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
Did you know that Southwest Airlines offers 4 daily nonstop flights from Denver to Phoenix? To book your trip to Phoenix, visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, it's me, your Sudafed test pilot. It's 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 66. Mostly sunny skies. Open phones here. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, including John Murtha's comments about the military. And whether you agree with the idea of what General Peter Pace is putting forward, that we're actually what Murtha's doing is harming the military. Murtha's saying, basically, the military is blaming him for the recruitment slump instead of recognizing mistakes that have led to the enlistment shortage. He says, trying to direct the attention away from their problems, exactly what they're doing. But Peter Pace says that General Peter Pace says that Murtha's remarks about Iraq are damaging to troop morale and the Army's efforts to recruit. And what would you tell your kids? I mean, we kind of touched on this yesterday. What would you tell? I'm torn about this. Would you tell your kids that the military is damaged, that George W. Bush is a bad leader, that this whole thing in Iraq is ill-conceived, and the best thing you can do is not join the military now and stay away from it? Or would you say to your kids, or your kid, your child, your son, your daughter, well, all right, you want a career in the military, then fine. Go ahead and do it. I mean, if that's what you really want. Now, if you watch George Stephanopoulos this Sunday, and I'm not endorsing the show, I'm just saying if you're one of these people like me that watches all the Sunday Talking Head shows, check this out. At the end, in the memoriam part where he talks about who's died during the week, he shows these pictures. He shows a graphic of the names of soldiers who have died in Iraq. And in the last 24 hours, we've had 11 killed. And Turk, John Turk, producer, was there five more killed this morning? Were the five more soldiers killed this morning, or is that 11 total?
It brings it up to 11 total. Yeah. I think it was six yesterday, five this morning, in the entire period. It was 11 total U.S. Marines killed.
All right, but if you look at the Stephanopoulos thing, okay, you know what you're going to see? Most of these kids, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, are young. They're like 19, 20 years old, and they're from small towns. Because traditionally the military is the way to get out of a small town and get an education. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Greg in Boulder. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Talked to you before. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, Greg.
I've talked to you before, and I can talk firsthand about this. First of all, I spent 20 years in the military.
Right.
And I have four children, one 13, one 16, one 18, and one 22, and we talk about this. One of the things is what John Murtha had to say. Actually, my kids could care less. He's just some old fart up in Washington, and they really don't care. They have more immediate needs of the reasons that they joined the military. And the thing that's the most damaging and what they hear about is the lack of equipment, what we do for the veterans, what we do for the soldiers. And I'll tell you, the most damaging thing for kids and what they hear is the actions of the recruiters and how they treat the kids. That's what turned the kids off the most to me.
The way the recruiters treat the kids?
Oh, absolutely. That they know that these recruiters lie to them. They know. I mean, all of my kids have recruiters coming into the schools. My 22-year-old had phone calls just constantly. And they know that these guys are pulling their leg. They know these guys are just totally lying. They tell them that they're going to, you know, they'll never go to Iraq, and, you know, they have this job or that job, and then their friends go and end up driving a bus or a truck in Iraq. They know that this is wrong. This is what damages these kids going into it. They know that they're going to go to Iraq if they join. My kids could care less what Murtha says.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, you're bringing up a really good point. I wonder how much what Murtha says really gets absorbed by 18, 19-year-olds who would consider, you know, a career or would consider going into the military. I wonder how much of that they really hear.
None. All they hear is the immediate needs is, what am I going to do when I get out of high school? How am I going to earn money? And how am I going to get out of the house? Okay, your choice is, you know, you get a job flipping burgers or you go into the Army and carry a gun and get shot at. You know, these guys in Iraq, this is a total police action. This is what these guys are doing. It's a police action. This is not the military. They need to have police in there, not military. That is the big mistake. That's what's happening here.
All right, Greg. Hey, man, thank you, and have a good weekend.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, how much does an 8 or 19? Greg brings up a really good point here. How much does a 17 or 8, you know, an 18 or 19-year-old really care or know about John Murtha's comments? And maybe they don't want to go to Iraq because, they feel like they've been lied to about the whole thing from A to Z. Maybe that's, part of what's going on. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good, but, I agree with Murtha 100% on this. You've got... If you're a kid and you're trying to decide what to do, why would you want to join the military and go to Iraq and get shot at and be cannon fodder? And, this isn't World War II. This isn't Korea. There's not a reason for it. And, this is good advice, and this is what our children need to hear. They don't need to hear, just join up and do your patriotic duty if what you're doing isn't patriotic.
Let me ask you the same question, which is a point that Greg brought up. I mean, how much of this do you think 17 and 18 and 19-year-olds really hear?
Well, they probably don't hear it directly from Murtha, but, I think their parents are probably a lot more plugged in, and the parents still have an effect on the children, and so if the parents are hearing it, it's still trickling down. And I agree with him that it's not Murtha that's stopping it, but I still think, the truth is the truth, and if you're going to tell it, then that shouldn't be damaging to the military. The truth's damaging to the military. The military ought to change. So.
Yeah, and the leadership of this country, too, ought to stop lying about the war. That's another thing. But stop telling, like, everybody involved in this has a different story about what's really going on over there. Why can't we really find out what's happening instead of getting politicians who all of them have a different story? Tell the same story or give us the facts.
I'm right with you. And then, I'm actually pretty ashamed about it, but with my daughter, what I'd tell her if she was hell-bent on joining the military, I'd say, hey, if you're joining the military, your job is to kill people, and that's what you're signing up for. But if you're going to do it, be safe. Join the Air Force. Join the Navy. Get out on a boat. Stay on an airbase. The last thing you want to do now is be in the infantry and just be one more person to walk down the road, waiting to hit a roadside bomb.
All right, Josh, thanks, man. Have a good weekend. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Norm in I really love Golden, but it's too far to drive to work, and I understand it's treacherous in the wintertime, too. Here's Norm in Golden. Norm, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I love Golden, too, Jay. Hey, Jay, I'm going to give you a very brief background. I am a lifelong Republican. I'm a former Marine. I have a son serving in the Marine Corps now, who has also earned his combat action ribbon for his service in Fallujah. Yet I'm also one that, more than about anybody I know, speaks to how important it is that we get the hell out of Iraq. Now, that said, I think the comments from somebody like Murtha like this are irresponsible in at least one way. That way is that the boys that we still have on the ground there need everybody they can get. And to do anything to discourage recruitment, and trust me, a caller, I don't know if it was the previous caller or one before, talked about how liars recruit. Well, go to a Marine Corps recruiting office and see what they tell you about entering the Marine Corps and your chance of not going to Iraq. And they're not lying to you. They're going to tell you where you end up. But the bottom line is, if people in positions like Murtha make comments like that and discourage people, young people, maybe good people, that can help my son and his fire team members and platoon members and regimental and battalion members, that's irresponsible and it's wrong.
All right, let me get some separation here. Now, you're talking about his comments basically about the idea that he... he wouldn't join today, nor would he expect others to join. You're talking about that, not his criticism about the war, not his his calls for us to redeploy and get out, and the fact that he knows from talking to people in the military that we can't win.
I could not be in more agreement with him on the need for us to deploy our troops where they should be deployed. Is there a fight out there to be fought? Hell yeah, there's a fight to be fought. But it's not in Iraq, and it never has been in Iraq. And the mission of our military is to protect the people of the United States, and we're not doing that in Iraq. As a matter of fact, we're probably making it worse. However, again, that said, we're there now, and until we can get out, we need to do everything we can to support the people there. And I hear Republicans and Democrats both saying, support the troops, and in one way, Republicans don't. In another way, the Democrats want to by bringing them home. That's huge support, but at the same time, you have people out there advocating that we should keep people out of the military, and that is not support for the poor young men that are already there in combat.
All right, let me ask you one other, a final question. Is debating the war and having an open discussion about us being there, about the administration's process to get us there, about what we should do to get out, is that damaging to the military?
No, you will not. No, you'll not evoke an argument from me on that. I speak as loudly and vociferously as anybody I know on that subject. At the same time, however, if I have a young person talk to me, and they do because they know I'm a former Marine. I've still got a 14-year-old who wants to join the Marine Corps. And he's 15 now. Would I discourage him? No, I can't. It's his decision, and it's irresponsible, particularly when we have troops on the ground now that need new troops coming in behind them to support them. It would be irresponsible of me or anybody else to discourage a young person who wants to join from joining.
All right, fair enough. You know, the only thing, though, I'd like to add to this conversation is I think part of the recruitment problem, though, rests with the military itself, because we keep getting, as I pointed out, we keep getting conflicting reports as to what's going on over there, and you've got an administration that says that, well, everything is rosy, and we're making progress, and then you've got people who are in the military, this commander, Lieutenant General John Vines, who in an interview on Wednesday talks about the fact that it's a rough road to go, that this whole thing could break down, that Iraqi security forces could turn into militias for hire. I mean, let me finish for a second. If they all told the same story, don't you think that would be more beneficial? I mean, if we could get the truth?
If it's the truth, if they all tell the same story, if it's the truth. I think the biggest mistake people make to say we're winning the war is they're confusing our military's ability or a Marine Corps fire team's ability to decimate a band of insurgents that attack them with winning the war. We're winning the battle. This is a classic case of winning the battle and losing the war. We need to get out. Do we create a vacuum if we leave now? Sure. Do we create a vacuum if we leave in 5 years or 10 years? Just as likely. So why not leave now?
All right, Norm. Thank you, man. Thanks for your honesty,
thank you,
and thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Well, I don't.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn about their world, so follow their lead. Take everyday moments like sorting laundry, shopping, waiting for the bus, and turn them into learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Downtown, there's a semi stalled out in the center lane, southbound I-25-38. The good news are the big toes on scene right now, and they're in the process of getting hooked up. So hopefully all lanes will get reopened here in the next couple of minutes. But southbound I-25 back up past 58th, and that's going to connect up with that jam already slow off the north end in between 104th and the Boulder Turnpike. But we aren't doing too bad as far as the rest of the highways. Pretty light this morning, as Fridays usually are. Still dealing with the highway closure up north. Northbound I-25 closed to exit 271. Accident under investigation there, and has been over the last 4 hours. Weather today, sunny skies and 65 for a high. Right now we're 44. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AMC 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 9th through the 11th at the 100th.
They make food at Tim Star with passion, like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cooked-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumbled blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. Tim Star's menu certainly has a southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by Tim Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
As a mom, I do everything I can to help protect my child. But I never knew my daughter, Elizabeth, was at risk for a potentially vaccine-preventable disease. My child didn't have to die. I'm Donna Sintel, Elizabeth's mom. I didn't realize meningitis could hit here in Denver. Teens are at an increased risk for contracting this disease. Please ask your doctor about immunization.
For more information, visit nmaus.org. This message was brought to you by the National Meningitis Association.
Call 800-735-6911 to reserve your space. That's 800-735-6911. John Morgan Center helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
Admit it. Right after Christmas, sometimes there's a little bit of a letdown. Maybe you just want the holidays to keep going, or maybe you didn't get quite what you were hoping for. Well, Gander Mountain, we've got the cure in any case of post-holiday blues. It's the winter clearance, with savings of up to 50% off Gander Mountain's everyday low prices. Get 30-50% off men's and women's sportswear and outerwear. 25-50% off camel and blaze outerwear and accessories. Plus, during the Gander Mountain winter clearance, you can get an additional 10% off all clearance firearms. You can even get 40% off all in-stock tree stands. So hurry into Gander Mountain and get those things you didn't find under your tree. Or just get yourself a big head start on spring. But while winter clearance at Gander Mountain will be going on through the end of January, you need to hurry in now for the best selection. Hey, there's no letdown here, just lower prices. Gander Mountain, we live outdoors.
Okay, top seasons, it's time to get new lighting. Number 3, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole room. Number 2, lighting can say a lot. I want mine to say, antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number 1, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can. U.S. only. See store for details.
Lay's, get your smile on. I've been thinking about a sandwich and chips all morning.
How do you like the new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps?
I don't do baked. Yeah, I want real cheddar cheese flavor.
Yeah, I see. You're eating them right now.
These are baked?
With new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps, you can eat sensibly without sacrificing great taste.
Okay, I'm going to have to rethink some things.
Get the great cheesy taste of baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream with a low-fat sub today at Subway Restaurant.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Homeowners, the holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards, and it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, market closing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now, 303-437-1171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Edwin Starr. Yeah, I gotta ask myself, where was Dick Cheney during Vietnam? How come he didn't go? He likes to send other people's kids off to die. Right? George W. Bush, we don't know where he was. He was in Alabama, right? What was he doing there? Was he drinking? Was he snorting? Was he working on some Friend of Daddy's campaign? 7:53, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 4 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 66. I know where I was. I didn't go. But I've been into this before. I've talked about it before. I had like... Well, you know, I got caught up in the Attorney General subversive list and got talked to by the FBI. And that was only the beginning of my problems. But you know something? I've never advocated anybody's kids go off to war. 9-11 hits, I wanted us to go to Afghanistan and kill bin Laden. But man, this whole Iraqi situation. And we're talking about Murtha's comments, too, by the way. And it is open phones. So if you want to go off on some other tangent, you can do that as well. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Okay, man. How are you?
You know, one thing I don't understand, everybody that's been in the military that's running for election or running for office, they really just talk about them. I mean, you know, if people think that George Bush can protect them better than John Kerry or Clark or any of these guys, something wrong with these people. Because these are draft dodgers in office. Draft dodgers, and you got the 70s repeated again, all these guys are right back in office. How in the world can somebody think that this guy can keep them safe when he was running on ducking and dodging, all of them up there now?
Well, because I think what they did was, in the 2004 campaign, they used the war in Iraq, and they used 9-11, they particularly used 9-11, to instill fear in the hearts of the American people, to manipulate the situation. You know, has anybody noticed, and Keith Olbermann was the first person on MSNBC that I know of who brought this up, has anybody noticed that during the Democratic National Convention in Boston and during the presidential campaign that this color-coded alert level kept getting raised all the time? That it would go from, yellow to whatever the thing is. Now, I can't name to all the colors because, you know what, when was the last time that thing was raised?
Right.
I mean, and they constantly keep talking about 9-11 and Iraq as if it's the same thing. And the war on terror has nothing to do with the war on Iraq. But they manipulate the public fear, and it worked. Also bear in mind that George W. Bush didn't win this election by very much. I mean, it all boiled down to the state of Ohio, and there was some election hanky-panky going on there. But he didn't win by very much, but they manipulated the large majority of the American public so that they felt insecure and they were scared. And they thought that this guy would be the best guy to be able to keep this country safe.
I just don't understand it, man. I swear, this is amazing to me how people can be this stupid. That guy called you yesterday trying to get smart, that right-winger. Oh, man, I can't believe this guy, this mush brain going to talk. It's amazing to me. This country is amazing to me. How people can just fall for this stuff, and you can sell them anything.
Well, but I don't think, you know what, I think that's changing. Because look at Norm, who's a Republican. Look at what he said about Iraq. Whether you agree with the statements about military or not, look what he said about Iraq. Look at what the polls say. Why do you think the president is out doing all of these things like the dog and pony show yesterday with the meeting at the White House of all these former secretaries of state from Madeleine Albright to Lawrence Eagleburger? What do you think what do you think he's doing that for? He's doing it because he knows that the people in this country feel that we're on the wrong track. Sam, thank you, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to, I've got so many good calls here. Let me go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Matt.
I just had a real quick comment to Norm. I served in the military also, so I know what I know what he went through to a point anyway. I was in the Navy, but while I agree with what he's saying about us needing to get fresh troops in to relieve the troops that are fighting the war now. My question to Norm is, since he obviously has figured out that the Bush administration lied to get us into this war and obviously is lying about a bunch of other things, is Norm going to vote Republican in the next election cycle, or is he going to do something that will really help his son, and that is get these idiots out of office?
I didn't ask you, and maybe that's a slip-up on my part, and maybe I should have done that. And next time he calls, and I trust that he will call again because he's welcome here just like everybody else, I'll ask him about that. Thanks, Matt. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay. All right, we'll continue with this, or anything else you want to talk about. If you're on hold, stand by. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshoot Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Breaking news from Jerusalem.
The operation of Prime Minister Sharon was completed a few minutes ago, and he was taken to the CT scan unit.
A hospital spokesman says another brain scan next for the ailing Prime Minister. CBS's Alan Pizzi has more from outside the hospital.
Sharon was taken into the operating room earlier today because there was a buildup of blood and pressure in his cranium, and the doctors were concerned that they had to alleviate that. The original plan, we were told, had been to keep him in pharmacologically induced coma for up to 72 hours to allow his brain tissues to recover from the stroke and the operation that was done, a nine-hour operation when he came in here on Wednesday night.
Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson's under fire for saying on his TV show that Sharon's stroke may have been a message from God because he gave up Gaza.
For any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away, God says, no, this is mine.
Randall McCloy, the lone survivor of the West Virginia mine disaster, will get oxygen treatments at a Pittsburgh hospital through the weekend. Doctors say it will help get carbon monoxide out of his system and limit brain damage. Wife Anna is hopeful.
He is responding some to us, the family, when we are with him.
The government says the jobless rate fell to 4.9% last month, with more than 100,000 jobs created.
Anticipating today's drop in the unemployment rate, President Bush is off to Chicago to trumpet economic progress, but say more steps must be taken to keep it going.
Our economy is strong and growing because of the pro-growth policies that we have pursued and put in place.
Spokesman Scott McClellan says that in a speech to the Economic Club of Chicago, Mr. Bush will take on those who advocate raising taxes, but again call for his tax cuts to be made permanent. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Walmart has pulled its links to movie picks from the company website. The retailer says one matches linked the Planet of the Apes DVD with films about black Americans like Tina Turner and Martin Luther King. Walmart says it was not intentional. NBC's big two-hour premiere for a new show with religious overtones is tonight. But CBS's Peter King says some viewers may never get the chance to see it.
The Book of Daniel is about an Episcopal priest who abuses painkillers, has a gay son, a daughter who sells pot, a wife who drinks too much, and this.
Thou shalt not trust thy degenerate brother-in-law.
It's gone. 3.2 million is gone with him.
A little too much for some viewers and Christian groups. Stations in Terre Haute, Indiana, Little Rock, and Wichita say they won't air the show because of viewer concerns. NBC says it's confident that they'll appreciate the show once they see it. Peter King, CBS News.
The Interstate 10 bridge ripped up by Katrina is reopening. It links New Orleans and Slidell, Louisiana. Eventually, it'll be replaced. Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 28, the NASDAQ up 10. This is CBS News.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yack, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
For those cameras and electronics you no longer need.
I sold it!
And dolls and collectibles taking up space.
I sold it!
Welcome to I Sold It, the store that makes it easy to sell on eBay. Drop off your stuff. When it sells, you get a check, which means there's still value in your old designer clothes.
I sold it.
And tickets and cars and car parts and bikes and watches and...
I sold it.
I sold it. The easy way to sell on eBay. Look for our coupon in Sunday's paper. For a store near you, call 877-I-SOLD-IT. Franchises available.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It really has been kind of a better-than-average drive on the highways, especially on the eastbound routes. Really didn't get too close with the sunshine. Although we are seeing C-470 slow up in between Santa Fe and University. Southbound I-25, no doubt about it, has been our busiest drive this morning. Still jammed up 104th down to the Turnpike and heavy crossing downtown because of earlier problems we had near 38th Avenue. Earlier rollover crash on E-470 near 56th Avenue ended up in the median, really not much of a backup, so that shouldn't affect your drive heading to or coming out from the airport. And still dealing with this highway closure up north. Northbound I-25 closed just north of Fort Collins. Traffic there at exit 271. That's going to be in place for a while. Weather today, sunny up near 60.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcalitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
The best deals of the year with incredible incentives. Discount tickets available at King Supers. Get more info at BoatColorado.org. That's BoatColorado.org.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Dressed Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:05, 5 minutes after 8. It's Friday. The weekend is here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 66, mostly sunny. Check this out. High tomorrow, under partly sunny skies, going to be 68 degrees. We're mostly focusing on Bertha's comments. It's a carryover from yesterday, and we had Big Eddie on the show, and he castigated Bertha and explained his comments, I thought, pretty well. And I'm phrasing it as a question, because I'm torn here. But, you know, because I think we ought to speak up about the Iraq War. I think we ought to have a debate about it. And I can understand people saying, well, I don't want my kid going into the military, and the reason I don't want my kid going into the military is because the military is being abused and misused, poorly equipped, not adequate treatment when our troops come home. You know, we had somebody on here about 4 months ago, and it's hard for me to keep track of the dates that we have people on, but we had somebody on here about 4 months ago. And their whole issue, this guy's whole issue, was post-traumatic stress disorder. And he was talking about the fact that we don't adequately treat that. Because I've talked about this before. We don't take mental health in this country very seriously. Anybody who has mental health issues, and you know what? I've had a ton of them, and still do. But anybody that has them knows that we don't treat it very, very, very seriously. And the guy that was on... John Chark, my producer, tells me, was Dr. Edward, and we had him on for about 15 minutes, and he talked about this. The fact that we don't treat the post-traumatic stress disorder very well. And there was also an article on Salon.com, and I believe it was yesterday, the soldiers that are coming home with increasing head injuries, and how we're not meeting our obligation for treatment. So I can see the point of telling your kid... your child, that your teenager, that now's not the time to join the military. However, let me throw in the caveat that I don't know how you were when you were a teenager, but if my parents tried to tell me anything, I'd just go ahead and do what I wanted to. I would never listen. That's another component. So I'd be interested in how many of you would come forward and say to me, yeah, you know, when my parents sat down and talked to me about sex, when my parents sat down and talked to me, depending on your age now, about drugs, when my parents sat down and talked to me about drinking and driving, when my parents sat down and talked to me about, you know, my education, when my parents sat down and talked to me about smoking, or any number of things, did you take what your parents said to heart, or did you blow it off? And were you a rebel? And did you just basically say, you know what, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do? So if I want to have a career in the military, you know what, you can say everything you want to say about it, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Regardless of what you tell me. All right, let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM760. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. First of all, 6 months ago, did you know who John Murphy was? I mean, I don't think most of the nation did.
Yeah, I did. I knew who he was.
I did not. And I'm glad he's stood up and we've gotten to know him. But I think what has influenced people the most is just the history of this war and this administration. I mean, we had the inspectors in Iraq. We could have let them stay there. They could have stayed there 20 years, as far as I'm concerned, as long as we didn't have to invade. But they hurried everything up. The soldiers didn't have the flak jackets they needed. The Humvees were definitely not the vehicle to use, and they weren't armored. And then you got that National Guard guy who stood up and said, when are we going to get the armor that we need so we're safe? And then you got Abu Ghraib, and they hang out to dry in the England in these, you know, low-ranked people or no-rank. And we know that they came down from Rumsfeld, and he's just off scot-free. So if people look at how the military is being treated, the regular soldier, National Guard, National Reserve, it's pretty clear that they don't give a darn about the Army, as long as they can just send them someplace. And then you mentioned PTSD. Pat Murray, Senator from Washington State, offered a resolution, an amendment or something, to increase mental health funds just for PTSD, and that got voted down in the Senate. And then the Washington Post had an article recently that shows that the VA and the Department of Defense, they're looking at changing how PTSD is diagnosed because there's so many that are going to have it that they don't have to pay for it. And if I think what John Murtha ought to do is come out and say, look, I will go on a recruiting campaign. He'll do three things. First of all, fire Rumsfeld. He's a cheapskate, and he does not care about the soldiers. If you will airlift armor and up armor, whatever we got to do now to these soldiers in Iraq, and if you will increase their benefits here once they get home and take care of them better, he should say, I'll go out there and recruit with you if you'll do these three things, because that's what is keeping people from joining. And I think the follow-up question he got was more about a sense of duty to join the military, you know, out of patriotism. And the way the question was phrased, he was simply saying, I think you don't need to feel unpatriotic. If you feel like it's not a good idea to join the military now, it's not that he was saying, I don't want anybody else to join the military. It was, if you have a sense that to be a patriot, to serve your country, you need to join the Army, then you need to set that aside. You can set that aside because you're still going to be a patriot and think hard about joining this military.
Well, you know, I also wonder, too, about how much this administration screwed up policy towards Iraq. So it has to do with the fact that, you know, kids, teenagers are not stupid. They have access to a lot of information via the Internet and other sources. And I wonder how many of them see what's going on and think that this whole situation is hopelessly screwed up and I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, and, you know, also there's stories coming out. They promised the kids, kids that re-up and also kids that they're recruiting these sign-up bonuses. There's reports coming out that they're not getting them. And it's like they're lying to them. They're telling them whatever they need to tell them to get them to join. They get in there, and they don't take care of them.
Yeah, and I've also seen stories, too, where they're forging students' records and, you know, submitting false information to these recruiters to meet their deadlines. I've seen that story, too. Ed, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, you take care.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. This is not on the subject of Murtha. Here's Dan in the NIWAT. Dan, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, you threw something there out there about voter fraud or Yankee in Ohio. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, I sure can. First of all, John Conyers has written a whole report about it. Doesn't get much play, even though he's tried to get people to pay attention to it. The examples are Wally O'Dell, who is the head of Diebold, who makes the machines that the voter, the machines they use that don't have the paper records, plainly said that he was going to deliver Ohio for Bush. By the way, he had to resign in disgrace. Lack of voting machines in critical precincts. Early closing of precincts. Some machines where people had voted, they couldn't find the machines. The stuff wasn't tallied correctly. election judges that disqualified people who shouldn't have been disqualified off the ballot, and many of them were minorities. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It sounds kind of like sour grapes.
It's not sour grapes. I just gave you examples. How can you claim that that's sour grapes when I just gave you examples? Do you think it's right to close? If polls are supposed to close at 7 o'clock, sour grapes in my ass.
You lost. Bye.
Yeah, right, Dan. And up yours, too, pal. How about that? Okay. Another, that's 2 days in a row we have to put up with the lunacy of the right on this program. And you know what? If you're a conservative and you're a Republican, you know, you're welcome here any time. But when you present the facts, then you can't handle it. We lost at sour grapes. Hey, Dan, check it out. Look at the shape of the country. You know what? We didn't lose. You lost. And this entire country lost. We're not the only ones who lost. The entire country lost. And have a nice life when you pay your taxes, too. Because you know what? You can rest assured that the top 1% are getting away with murder while you got to pay yours. Okay? Well, you got to pay your shit. Man, oh, man. All right, it's coming up at my pyloric valve is just being tested every single day. And you know what? I welcome people with conflicting opinions, but, you know, try to present some kind of facts. That's 2 days in a row now we've had to call up, and they don't have any facts. And what they do is they laugh, they trash the radio station, they trash the show, they turn around like this guy and they go, it's sour grapes and you lost. Hey, pal, if I showed up at a polling place, and you know something, I expected to vote in a presidential election or any other close election, and you know what, the poll was closed at 6 o'clock instead of 7, and there was no paper trail on the machines, you want to know something, I'd be upset. I'd be definitely upset, and if I had a Secretary of State who was a Republican and had a Bush's re-election campaign, I'd be upset. And I'd be upset with the head of Diebold, Wally O'Dell, claiming that he's going to deliver the state for George W. Bush. That's not being bipartisan, which is what that guy should have done. And then
get out of debt, get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when Peter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn language. For your free CD-ROM, call 800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
What happened next?
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
Okay, top three reasons it's time to get new lighting. Number three, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole room. Number two, lighting can say a lot. I want mine to say antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select light and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Mystic Jay Marvin. 820, 20 minutes after 8, high today 66, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, speaking of John Conyers, check this story out. And we're at open phones, by the way, 303-713-7600. We're talking about Mirtha. But we can talk about other things. Check this story out from John Conyers. John Conyers is one of my favorite Democrats. I really love him a lot. We've tried to get him on this show. It's very, very hard to get him on. But John Conyers and 22 other House members sent a letter to President Bush yesterday requesting that he provide a range of information concerning the controversial warrantless surveillance program by the NSA. In light of recent disclosures by NBC that CNN reporter Christine Amanpour, telephone calls may have been intercepted by the Bush administration, a fact caught by America blog, John Averroes, who we contacted, by the way. I want to get him on the show. The Democrats asked for information regarding whether any reporters or members of the media had phone calls intercepted under the NSA program. The Congress members all asked the president to propose statutory language that would specifically authorize the program so that it could be considered part of a possible extension of the USA Patriot Act scheduled to sunset on February the 3rd. Now, can you imagine if they listened in on Christine Amanpour's telephone conversations? How right would that be? I mean, how much of a threat is she? All right, let's go to Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. I was telling your screener that children, young kids, do not join, are not paying attention to politics. And I, for one, when I joined, you know, some years ago, you know, I went to school and I worked. And as soon as, you know, the work got low, because I worked in retail while I tried to go to school, I joined the military for school. Now, I'm an avid listener of talk radio, and what I do is when I hear, especially the right side, when I hear them say things about, especially Democrats, not being patriotic, it burns me, because I know for a fact that most of my friends, the foot soldiers, are Democrats. So when you guys make the statement that Democrats are not patriotic, you know, it hurts me. It hurts me to my core that they would even say things like that. Now, I also told you that sometimes there's also a race issue in the views in the military, because one of the best places to meet soldiers, and I live in Colorado Springs, so I meet a lot of soldiers from Fort Carson, is in the barbershop. And I don't mind speaking politics, and I ask certain questions, especially that I would hear things that our Republicans would say, and I would ask these questions of them. I would ask them how they feel and what they think. And they're not listening to politics. They're still listening to hip hop. These are still guys from the inner cities. You know, they don't even know who John Mirtha is. But they're fighting not because it's about Iraq. They're fighting because it's about their friend. It's not about Iraq. It's about their friend going. And when I hear last week, I was listening to Rush, and he was saying this is an all voluntary system. Yeah, you volunteer to go in, but you're ordered to go to Iraq, and there's a difference. Because I asked him, I said, if someone would ask everything that you know now, and I asked a group of soldiers this, Jay, if someone would ask you if you would like to go to Iraq, would you go? And they said with a lot of F, no, they would not go. But they're ordered to go. And they understand that they may have joined for one reason, but they also understand that they're soldiers first, and when they're ordered to go, they go. So they're not listening to John Mirtha. They're not listening to...
Yeah, well, you know, that's something I question about, whether young kids...
They're not...
And, of course, they're young compared to us. You know, whether they're listening to this stuff, or if they realize, or if they know or if they have some feeling that things are screwed up there, so they don't want any part of it. And then you bring up the point about, well, my friend went, so I'm going too. And that could be a central component of the situation as well.
Well, yeah, I can remember when I started listening to talk radio, all my friends thought I was crazy. They would not change the dial. They wouldn't to say that, and that's this, and it's the same way, especially as an African American. They will not change. They don't understand to me. I will not change the FM. I can't take it anymore. But because I love being informed, I love listening. Because as a father of, well, I have a stepson who's 14 who's not joining the military at all, and I have a daughter. You know, and I need to be more informed, and I need to do things for them before I pass on. And that's why I listen. But these soldiers are not paying attention to John Murtha. And I am so tired of these Republicans saying that if you speak out against the war, then you're speaking out against our soldiers. And I was going to call you a few weeks ago. The other guy had a question that if you don't support the mission, can you support the troops? And his answer, well, if you don't support the mission, then you definitely don't support the troops. And I think it's just, you know, it's just asinine that people would walk around and make these statements. And I think you're doing more to hurt the soldiers than anyone saying bring them home, because you say that Democrats are not patriotic. You're hurting Democratic soldiers who are dying for something that they either believe in or not believe in.
Yeah, that whole thing, though, about you're being unpatriotic, you're not supporting the troops, this inference that the president makes about you're somehow that you're cooperating with the enemy. You know what that is? Tell you what that is. That's rhetoric that's designed to exert control. That's rhetoric designed to get opposition to back down and shut up. That's exactly what that's about. And the sooner we learn that that's what it's about, and the sooner we refuse to play that game, the better off we're going to be. Mark, thank you, man. Thanks for your honesty. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay. Let's go to Jim in Boulder. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, first of all, when you join the service, remember you lose your First Amendment right. You're not allowed to criticize the chain of command. And I think we should have a dialogue with young kids about the meaning of this war and whether it's legal or not. But when you join, you lose that right. You can't criticize the president or Rumsfeld or anyone else in the chain of command.
Well, in a recent poll taken by Military Times, it indicates that the administration and that George W. Bush is losing support.
Well, but even that poll, how accurate can it be when a soldier is told if you criticize the president, you can't be court-martialed?
I guess you got to call the Military Times and ask them.
Well, the other thing is, I support Murtha and what he said. And I obviously, if someone feels the war is illegal like I do, I obviously wouldn't advise someone to join the service. If they think the war is legal and they think the president's on the right track, then join the service. But to join the service when you think it's an illegal act makes you, in my opinion, just like a co-conspirator. You're participating in an illegal war. Now, does that hurt recruiting? I hope so. I hope they have to go to the draft in order to keep this war going, if that's what they want.
Why do you hope that they have to go to the draft?
Because I don't want the kids who don't believe in the war to join the war and have to fight something that they think is illegal.
Yeah, but then you turn around and you force kids who may not agree with the war, who may think that it's wrong, then you force them into a very, very difficult situation.
Well, that's the next question. Does it hurt morale? It probably does. But that doesn't offend me either, because I hope these soldiers start to recognize that maybe they are involved in an illegal war. Now, they can't break their word. They promised to serve in the military, and they have to serve. But they have to serve honorably. And I support those troops who do serve honorably. But I'm not going to support a soldier who shoots an unarmed person. Or
well, I don't think anybody's going to support that. And I think that if you do it, and they catch you doing it, the military catches you doing it, that you're going to get punished if they can witness it and they can see that it goes on and if it's unjustifiable. I don't think anybody's talking about wanting to kill people that are unarmed. And I think it's most people would agree that it's a tragedy like that bombing yesterday that killed those six people in that house, those six innocent people. I think most people would agree that that's wrong and that that's not right. But I don't know. Somehow that logic somehow fails me. I don't get where you're coming from there.
Well, Rumsfeld seems to sanction torturing.
Boy, but torturing though, and I'll admit that this administration is trying to get around the McCain situation. Because the president made that clear in his signing statement, which is posted on the White House website, by the way. But that whole issue is different than shooting unarmed people. Torture is different than waterboarding is different than shooting unarmed people.
Let's say you join the service and you're put in that branch, and you're asked to waterboard someone or torture someone, or do what that poor young lady did, all right? Pile them up and take a picture and smoke a cigarette next to them. Would you do it?
No, I personally wouldn't.
Well, you're ordered to do it.
I still wouldn't do it.
Are you going to be court-martialed then?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who find themselves in those situations. Or they do the other thing, which is very, very popular, which is how we found out about Abu Ghraib to begin with. They leak the information.
Well, that's what I think is the right thing to do. And that's the trooper that I support. All right?
All right, but let me get this clear before we part company. What soldier do you not support?
I don't support the soldier that breaks the law.
Well, I don't think anybody does. Why are you setting yourself up as an island unto yourself? I don't think anybody supports that, whether it's a soldier. I don't think anybody supports that, whether it's a cop. I think if you ran a poll, a CNN Gallup poll across this country, I think the majority of people would say that that's wrong and that they don't think it's right. A soldier that does that ought to be dealt with under military law and ought to be subject to a review board. I mean, don't set yourself up as an island unto yourself with this deal because you're not there. I mean, I think everybody else is on board with what you're saying.
Well, I just, it offends me when there's generic support our troops no matter what they do.
But nobody, who's saying that? Nobody is saying, it does not say on any bumper sticker that you see, whether I agree with, the neocons or conservatives who might have those bumper stickers, it does not say on those bumper stickers, support soldiers or support the United States, right or wrong. It doesn't say that. And I don't know where you're coming up with that. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. You must be driving down the different street that I'm driving down. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 8. I'm sorry, from 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now.
And it's looking like a pretty decent drive on the highways. All of our eastbound routes have loosened up. Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, even C-470 is getting a little bit better on that drive across Highlands Ranch. Southbound I-25 still backed up, 104th to the Turnpike. It's busy across downtown, but down through T-Rex, really not too bad. Slow over the Broadway Bridge through Hampton. Northbound I-25 sluggish in between 225 and Yale. Southbound 225, a little backed up from Parker Road. Fortunately, no new problems to hold you up on your drive. Weather for today, sunny up near 64 for a high. We'll see those same kind of temps for tomorrow.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Right, customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale, and I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hi, George. My husband said, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The Winter Sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now.
Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 60 in the Bay.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, get your lawyers, guns, and money. 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your high today, 66, mostly sunny skies. The weekend is upon us. Well, it's almost there, right? Three lines open. You couldn't get through before. People we had deserted us, so I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. If you want to continue to talk about the whole Mirtha comment about recruiting, and if you want to, and no one has answered my question here. No one has really answered my question about how well did you listen to your parents when you were 17, 18 years of age, 19 years of age. So if you know, as a parent, so if a parent sits down and counsels a kid and says, "Now's the wrong time to join the military. Don't join now." Do you think that kid really listens? Or does the kid blow you off and maybe do the opposite? Let's go. And it's open phones, too. You can talk about this or anything else you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. George Lakewood, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
George Lakewood. That's me, I guess, huh?
That's you.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I've called him before.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing all right. I just, you know, I'm listening like I do every day. Love it. I get educated. Matter of fact, I've just kind of stopped listening to everything else because it's such a bunch of load of crap, you know. So at least here we get to speak to whoever we want if we decide to call in, like right now, like Dan and Niwot, or the guy from yesterday. These are the guys that make me feel like, as a Republican, which you probably didn't know I was, I'm a, you know, a Republican, but I feel pretty ashamed to be one these days. And guys like that that make me think that, you know, the new Republican symbol isn't the, you know, the elephant, it should be the weasel.
Well, if you feel that way about the Republican Party, why don't you join us?
Well, you know, I am, actually, to be honest with you. I've actually been doing a lot more advocacy, but not just, not because of Democrats or Republican. I want to take it to the core root, at least for myself, because as a Native person, as a Lakota person, you know, my job in life, from where I've been raised, is that everything we do is connected to everything else. We're all related. And that means that you're connected to your spirit. And when you're connected to your spirit, that means you have a conscience. You know the difference between right and wrong. And you have the ability and the skills to act upon that. But when you give up your power means you give up your power to somebody else, whether it be God is outside of you and you point up there somewhere, or the president, or your commander-in-chief, or just your commander. You've given all your power away and you have nothing. And when you have nothing, especially when you sign it over, means that you've given up your soul. And when you do that, you become a tool for whatever you want to call that negative term. And when that happens, that's just the way it is. Your life is such. My father ran away from the reservation at 15 years old and joined the Korean War. Then he went to three tours in Nam. He was there in the service for 22 years, retired as a master sergeant out of the Air Force. My mom's been in service to the country for Social Security Administration for 30 years. And each of those people, my father and my mother, have allowed me to choose upon my whatever I wanted to do. My dad wanted me to go to the Air Force. My mom wanted me to help my people. You know, my father died young because he lost his soul. My mother lives a long time because she helps her people. I choose to live a long time. And if you choose the other way, you give up all your power, that's when the train comes and knocks you down, or a roadside bomb blows you up because you're not paying attention and your soul's taking a hike. And that's really what it comes down to. And so if you're on the other side listening to this, and you're somebody who believes in Jesus Christ, who believes Jesus Christ walked on water without a... He healed people. He came back from the dead, all because he had compassion and love, and is directly connected to his sacred soul.
Well, the tough thing for a lot of people, and the tough thing for all of us, is that the media is so untrustworthy in this country that it becomes hard to determine what's what. And they're untrustworthy in the fact that they engage in contradictions, they omit information, they are basically lazy, and we've talked about the whole media situation on this show, and every single day I think to myself, you know, I'm scared to pick up a newspaper, because and even something like the New York Times, the Washington Post, because they engage in omissions, or they misstate facts, or they infer something that you know, is just wrong. And the latest example of that would be that the New York Times recently was caught contradicting its own statements regarding a letter that Jane Harmon had sent over this whole NSA spying business. So you get into a situation where when you can these guys who call up and you give them information, like the guy yesterday or the guy this morning, and they find themselves on the radio stuck and they have no viable comeback, then they'll engage in childish behavior. I mean, but you know what? They're trapped because they haven't taken the extra time to try to get out of the media bubble and figure out and try to decipher and try to investigate what's going on in this country.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They're so disconnected from their soul, the thing that actually drives them to live, that they've let their brain take over. And when the brain runs out of information because the soul's not feeding it, they hit a brick wall and all they do is act like a child. That's all the ego really is. It's just a little child that is, you know, being told what to do by our soul or whatever else is out there. And everything else that's out there is saying to everybody, you're not God. And we all know different.
All right, George. Appreciate the call, man.
Take care. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
And I spent all day yesterday. And John Turk, who produces this show, will tell you. And Mary, my wife, will tell you. I spent all day ruminating over that call from that guy yesterday. The fact that I had lost my temper, that I'd gotten angry, that that yelling at him was not the thing to do. But it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. And you know, I try to bear in mind, and I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking about it yesterday on the way home. I keep trying to bear in mind that it's tough in this day and age. You know, it's ironic. We have so many choices for information. You've got three cable news networks, basically. You've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, and you've got Fox, and we know what Fox is about. So maybe I should say we've got two choices. And then you've got C-SPAN, and then you've got the Internet, and then you've got talk radio. And then you've got the television talking shows, talking head shows. And it's so difficult to get information. And unless you go the extra mile to try to sniff things out, you don't get the whole story. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I put on this show every single Tuesday, either Jamin Fosier or Paul Waldman from Media Matters America, because they point all of this stuff out, and they spend time tracking this stuff. And you would be amazed at what goes on with things that would be considered like the newspapers of record in this country. And look at the whole debacle with Judy Miller. Look at that. The fact that she followed blindly Scooter Libby, and that she followed blindly Ahmed Shalabi, and that she reprinted that stuff in the paper, and people read that stuff, and they believed it all to be true. But in reality, she was being fed a line of bull. I mean, it's really, really hard. So if you look at it, you've got to go the extra mile to find out what's going on. And you know what? I'm not saying the media is overtly servile. You know what I am saying? What I'm saying is they're sloppy, they're lazy, and that the right wing in this country has about 30 or 40 years of working very, very hard and very diligently to take their talking points and to take what they say and to slip it in to the mainstream media, and the mainstream media parrots it, and people don't take the time to figure it out. You know, I don't watch Chris Matthews anymore because I realize that he misrepresents information. And Pat Buchanan was on there here like a week ago, having a debate with Bob Schrum about the NSA situation, and I believe about Iraq, if my memory serves me correct. And Pat Buchanan quoted a Rasmus poll. Well, if you go look up at the, what Pat Buchanan was quoting about how the American people are on the same page as the press when it comes to the NSA spying, that's not what the Rasmussen poll said. But how many people take the time to go, okay, I heard Pat Buchanan say that, now I'm going to go check it out. Most of us just don't have time to do that. So it's a very frustrating process. One line open at 303-713-7600, 845, 50 minutes away from 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Drive on it down. These highways getting back to normal. Southbound I-25 is going to stick with us for a while, though. Still heavy off that north end of town in from Portland and Northland. Busy in between 104th Avenue getting down to the Boulder Turnpike and then getting across downtown. But that drive-through T-Rex already starting to get back to normal. Northbound I-25, a touch slow in between 225 and Yale, but the speed's picking back up. Southbound 225 still awfully backed up, approaching Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. All the eastbound routes are wrapped up, including C-470. That's just about back to normal. Unfortunately, no new problems on your drive. Weather for today, sunny skies, highs up near 64, sunny and 63 tomorrow. Right now, it's 46. I'm Aaron Neal on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
New crimes, new cases, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies Saturday nights in January, starring Leah Thompson, Kelly Mar-
You are not easy to pin down. You're not one-dimensional. You're diverse. You have a wide range of interests, hobbies, and pastimes, all of which call for a bountiful bouquet of televised entertainment. That's why Comcast Digital Cable is offering you up to 200 channels of choice for just $49.99 for 3 months. For the sports fan, there's ESPN, Fox Sports, and Altitude. The kid in you gets Nickelodeon, Noggin, and Sprout. And your inner movie buff can watch up to 7 channels of HBO with Million Dollar Baby, The Ring 2, and new seasons of The Sopranos and Deadwood in March. Plus, you can enjoy over 2,300 hours of movies, shows, and music with the magic of On Demand. Select from a continually updated library and watch what you want when you want. $49.99 to 3 months of up to 200 channels from Comcast Digital Cable. With that many choices, even a multifaceted individual like you is sure to be satisfied. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer good through January 21st and not available in all areas. Call for details.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order a free sample pack.
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
They're not fuchsia.
They're chiffon. I specifically said no chiffon.
They're not chiffon. They're made out of old yellow pages.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Something about recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Great. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your old phone books. Call 1-800-422-8793 or log on to DexOnline.com to find out how.
Between 6 and 9. It's going to be held at the Denver Marriott West, 1717 Denver West Marriott Boulevard in Golden. And seating is limited, so call now. 303-426-4646. 303-426-4646. Ask for Colby or Dave. 303-426-4646. You know what? You can go and see how Rocky's top sales producers earn between $7,000 and $10,000 per month. So if this sounds like a challenge you'd like to get involved in, then call them. 303-426-4646, and they do pay you while you train. Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. Good people to work for, great people to shop with.
Men, this message is brought to you by the Essential Group. Are you waking at all hours? It can be frustrating, especially if it happens frequently. This can be a sign of a condition called BPH, or enlarged prostate. Experiencing this symptom, you're not alone. Many men experience this bothersome issue. BPH is a real medical diagnosis that can typically be treated. Currently, physicians are conducting a BPH research study specifically for men over 50, and you may qualify. Just call toll-free 1-800-875-5433.
1-866-77-STUDY for more information. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care, including doctor visits, laboratory services, and investigational study medication. If you're experiencing the bothersome symptoms of BPH or enlarged prostate, call the Essential Group at 1-866-77-STUDY. That's 866-77-STUDY. Once again, the number is toll-free, 1-866-77-STUDY. The first step is your call.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
My favorite George W. Bush song. I was playing this during the No Power Hour the other morning. I mean, this is really George W. Bush. He's just a child in a man's body. He's 18, and he doesn't know what he wants because he's got no plan.
Life's foam on my face and hands. Life's foam on the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plan.
Yeah, isn't that him?
I'm a boy and I'm a man. I'm 18.
Yeah, he's 18 and doesn't know what he wants. Because he can't get us out of Iraq. He's got no plan. All right, open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. He's got to get away to the first military base he can find because he can't speak anyplace else. He can't get in front of normal everyday people because they'll give him too much trouble. And they'll ask him questions he can't answer. All right, let's get back to the phones here. I go to Don in Gillette, Wyoming. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Beautiful day here in Gillette, sunshine, and it's just very nice.
Cool, man. That sounds great.
I've got a short story to relate to you regarding the potential for voter fraud or election fraud using computer systems. Now, this story comes from Boulder, of all places. I'm quite sure it was Boulder. In 1983, I was rooming with a fellow in Oklahoma City. His name was Steve Balsarovich. Steve had been elected student body president at the university there. I'm quite sure that's at the university. And the day of the election, which was done with computer ballots, the results were to be released the following day, and some of his supporters broke into the computer room where these results were stored, counted up the votes, tallied the votes, and found that Steve had lost the election by 5 or 6 votes. What they did then was they altered the votes so that the next day when the results were shown, Steve was shown to be the winner. Steve went on to be a student body president for most of that year, and then late in the spring, one of the culprits who did this reported it, and Steve had to resign in disgrace, although he wasn't the one who did it. His followers did, but he didn't resign as soon as he found out about it. So that, you know, the folks there in Boulder can check that on the student body newspaper and find that story. It's a true story. And for people who don't think that elections can be thrown by manipulating computers, that's a prime example, and it happened right there in your backyard.
Yeah, you know what? Voting machines without paper trails are poison.
Absolutely. And I think that any time in the future that any of us go to a voting booth and find that it's a computer system, we should raise a big stink right there and demand that we have a paper ballot and, if need be, set up someone outside to pick at the election, and we just have to raise a big stink about it.
Well, a lot of states are moving towards machines that have verifiable paper trails. People are getting hip to what's going on, and they're getting hip to those shenanigans, and, you know, that's a good thing to see. Don, thank you, man.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Let me go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Carol. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm just getting upset at all the bad info that's coming over from some of your callers. I was a first sergeant, and I was in the military for 20 years. And you can criticize your boss, even. Your chain of command or whatever you want. You can criticize the government. You can criticize the president. You can criticize his policies. The only thing you cannot do is represent your opinions in uniform, because that basically is saying that the service is backing that opinion.
Yeah, you can't comment under color.
Exactly.
But let me tell you something. With this administration, you can't comment, period. Let me give you an example. The kid who was in the National Guard,
right,
who stood up and challenged Donald Rumsfeld, I believe it was, over the lack of armor, they retaliated against him. And what they ended up doing was is they ended up demoting him and slashing his pay.
And he should fight that.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if he fought it,
or I don't know if he's in the process of fighting it,
right.
But I happen to know that it went on.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that won't retaliate against troops for doing what they feel is right. But you can't go to prison for it, and you can't be thrown out of the military for it. And if you are badly treated, the legal system within the military now is not as corrupt as it used to be years ago when I was in. And the defense teams and the defense lawyers who represent these kids are outside of the chain of command as far as getting their base. They are no longer under the base commander like they used to be. And there are things that have improved, but when your caller says that they can't do it by regulation, it's against the law, you lose your First Amendment rights. That is just so wrong. It is just so totally wrong. The problem with what's legal and not legal under terrorism, like the people who were in the prisons and in Abu Ghraib and stuff like that, the issue is I can fight an unlawful order. I can deny an unlawful order. But under the terrorism and the way it is now, our troops don't know what's legal and not legal. So they have to assume they're being given a legal order. They are not at fault for what's going on.
Do you
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, and that makes perfect sense. It really does. Carol, clearing it up, I appreciate you being part of the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Fred Brown about the trouble in the Republican Party here in the state of Colorado, and then we'll go back tomorrow, open phones, and talk to you at 303-713-7600.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You are not easy to down. You're not one-dimensional. You're diverse. You have a wide range of interests, hobbies, and pastimes, all of which call for a bountiful bouquet of televised entertainment. That's why Comcast Digital Cable is offering you up to 200 channels of choice for just $49.99 for 3 months. For the sports fan, there's ESPN, Fox Sports, and Altitude. The Kidding You gets Nickelodeon, Noggin, and Sprout. And your buff can watch up to 7 channels of HBO with Million Dollar Baby, The Ring 2, and 2 seasons of The Sopranos and Deadwood in March. Plus, you can enjoy over 2,300 hours of movies, shows, and music with the magic of on-demand. Select from a continually updated library and watch what you want when you want.
month. $49.99 gets you 3 months of up to 200 channels from Comcast Digital Cable. That many choices, even a multifaceted individual like you is sure to be satisfied. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer good through January 21st and not available in all areas. Call for details.
A new year of Progressive Talk. 2006. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZ at Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. There's word just coming in now that singer Lou Rawls has died. A spokesman says he died this morning at a Los Angeles hospital. Rawls had been suffering from cancer. He's 70 years old. He sold more than 40 million albums during his career. Prayers at the Western Wall in Jerusalem for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He had additional surgery today to correct renewed bleeding in his brain following the massive stroke he suffered 2 days ago. CBS News reporter Larry Miller is live with the latest.
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon had almost five more hours of surgery, and afterwards, the director of Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, Shlomo Mor Yosef, described this new development.
When we compare the result of the CAT scan of the day to the previous CAT scan, we can see a significant improvement.
Sharon went back to the operating theater after his brain had fresh bleeding, also increased cranial pressure and increased blood pressure. That all now seems to be back to normal, but he's still in intensive care. Larry Miller, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
The only survivor of the West Virginia mine disaster has undergone two high-pressure oxygen treatments at a Pittsburgh hospital, and the doctors say he's showing some signs of coming out of his coma, but it's still too early to tell whether he suffered any permanent brain damage from carbon monoxide exposure.
I think neurologically right now we're at the point where we can't say a lot clinically because of the medication. We can say that the scans are abnormal. They're not terribly abnormal.
Virginia Governor Mark Warner has ordered DNA testing to try to determine whether the state executed an innocent man in 1992. Death penalty opponents such as Richard Dieter at the Death Penalty Information Center are hailing the move because of technical advances in such testing since then.
It's a sensitive test, and it could be that the results here will be inconclusive, but the science of DNA testing has advanced just in these past 13 years since his execution in enormous amounts.
Job growth slowed last month following a big hiring spurt in November. The December numbers show a pickup of 108,000 new hires, but as we hear from CBS News correspondent Trish Regan,
the job growth was actually expected to come in stronger. Economists were looking for over 200,000 jobs to be added last month. They only got 108,000, but still you can't complain because it was growth.
The December report also shows that the unemployment rate slipped a tenth of a point to 4.9% as some people left the labor market for a variety of reasons. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, right now the Dow Industrials is ahead by 11.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up by 7.25. The S&P 500 up 3. This is CBS News.
For those cameras and electronics you no longer need.
I sold it!
And dolls and collectibles taking up space.
I sold it!
Welcome to I Sold It, the store that makes it easy to sell on eBay. Drop off your stuff. When it sells, you get a check, which means there's still value in your old designer clothes.
I sold it.
And tickets and guitars and car parts and bikes and watches and...
I sold it.
I sold it. The easy way to sell on eBay. Look for our coupon in Sunday's paper. For a store near you, call 877-I-SOLD-IT. Franchises available.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare prescription drug benefit plans. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone older than being entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Co-payment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Just about wrapped up on the drive. The one slow spot we're catching is north and southbound I-25 through T-Rex, but even that's starting to improve now. Southbound just sluggish from the Broadway Bridge through Hampton. Northbound little bit slow approaching Bellevue. Part of the problem is an accident that's blocking that far left lane. Traffic remains heavy up through Yale, southbound 225, backed up from Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. That's it. Everywhere else, we're back to normal. Still dealing with that highway closure north of I-25, north of Fort Collins. This is going to be working for a while. Traffic is handling the detour just fine, exiting at 271 and using the frontage road. Weather today, sunny and 64. We'll see more of the same for...
nothing left of our building, just piles of bricks and concrete.
Small business owner Jonathan Harlan of Jackson, Tennessee.
But because we had a plan, our clients never knew the difference.
Whether it's a natural disaster or terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. Prepare your business today by visiting www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this is like you, we can help. I want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil caps, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
What would Lewis and Clark think today of the land they crossed 200 years ago? Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
A message from the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Well, there's been this split in the Republican Party, I think, for a long time, but it has broadened somewhat recently to include things like Referendum D and immigration. The split between social conservatives who are concerned about abortion and gay rights and the more traditional fiscal conservatives has been around for a long time. That this is it doesn't seem to go away. It seems to have exacerbated itself over this past couple of years.
I'm looking for the right word here. Is the friction increased? Is part of that because of CMD?
Yes, it clearly is. I think a lot of social conservatives are also more fiscally conservative than some of the older fiscal conservatives. I think it was Bob Levy, a political science prof at Colorado College, who's a Republican, by the way, who put it in a form I hadn't really thought of it before, and that is that the suburbs where there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of affluent Republicans are really... there's a lot of Republican strength there, and the affluent Republican suburbs are not so concerned with all this, with the social agenda. And they are maybe beginning to make a difference here.
Now, there's a story this morning that they're trying to get a ballot initiative here in this state about abortion.
Yeah. As immigration.
How's that going to play?
Well... the state passed one abortion amendment back, I think it was in 1984 or so, that said state funds could not be used for abortion, and it passed very narrowly. It was something 50.4%. I think I'm thinking of the right one. And then, but when it was an attempt was made to repeal it about 4 years later, the repeal failed very badly. So I think the state has been getting more conservative. Abortion, I think there are certain things that abortion opponents or abortion proponents will say, well, yeah, maybe there should be some restrictions on it, but you can go too far without it, and a lot of attempts to take it too far have not really gone, had much success.
9:09, 9 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Fred Brown on the line for the Denver Post. Do these wedge issues, though, do they play well? Do they play well to the GOP's advantage? Or is it going to be the kind of thing where moderate Republicans are just going to say, you know what, there are bigger relevant issues in the world, and is it going to turn off moderate Republicans, and is it going to turn off the middle?
I think it already has turned off a number of moderate Republicans. Before Norma Anderson, there was Dottie Wong, who was a Denver legislator, a senator from Denver, a Republican, but also a pro-choice Republican. She was not very happy with that wing of the party. Mark Larson from Cortez decided not to run for the Senate. He's going to stay in the House. He is, I think, has disagreements with the more strident wing of his party as well. Moderate Republicans are kind of an endangered species, it seems to me. I've been waiting for years to see how far the pendulum goes before the moderates start reasserting themselves in the Republican Party, and we may be pretty close to that point.
Do you think they're going to make their voice heard, and they're going to go to the ultra right of the Republican Party and the social conservatives and say, hey, you know what, this is enough. I mean, this is enough. You're hurting us. You're crowding us out, and that the Republican Party ought to be, quote unquote, a tent that everybody can fit into.
I think they would like to do that, but one of the problems that moderates have is moderation. They are not as passionate as people either on the far right or the far left, so they don't, they don't really assert themselves as much as perhaps those who are more fire-breathing do in either party. And that's not where the electorate is. So the parties have this problem they struggle with every year. In order for someone, and the candidates particularly have this problem, in order to win a primary election, they have to appeal to the more extreme elements in their party. And if they get too much attention while they're doing that, they can turn off the general public, which in this state particularly has shown itself to be very discerning and not, you know, it doesn't go all one way or all another way. You can't really characterize Colorado as a red state, except in presidential politics maybe, or a blue state, except maybe for Boulder. But it's really very purple.
Do you think the Democrats hold on to the legislature, or do they lose it?
I think they hold on.
Now, why? Why do you think they hold on?
Well, because for one thing, they have fewer open seats than the Republicans do, thanks to term limits, and also because in the Senate, in particular, which is where the margin is closest, the tough races are in 2004, at least according to Senate President Joan Fitzgerald. She says this year, the chances of the Democrats keeping control of the Senate are much better than they were in 2000, that they would take control in 2004.
What do you make of Andrew Romoff saying he's not going to run for governor? And right now, the only person that's out there is Bill Ritter on the Democratic side.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's smart for the Democrats. He's a pro-life Democrat, which is unusual. But then again, as long as the legislature's in Democratic hands, he's never going to have to deal with an abortion bill, and I think he'd be just as happy not to have to deal with an abortion bill.
So you think it's a good idea that he be the standard bearer for the GOP? I mean, I'm sorry.
Was that a Freudian slip?
Yeah, that was a Freudian slip. You know, because when you talk about him being rare, when you talk about Bill Ritter being rare, the only other person that I can think of out there that comes to mind right now is Bob Casey Jr. in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else. I'm sure they're out there, and I'll get calls and emails, and people will say, well, what about so-and-so? But right now, I can't come up with anybody.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think abortion is at the top of Bill Ritter's, anywhere near the top of Bill Ritter's agenda. It's just that it is so unusual for a Democrat not to be pro-choice that it attracts a lot of attention. I think he'd prefer it didn't attract a lot of attention.
What does that do to the left of the party, the Democratic Party? Do they? Because I discussed this a couple of months ago, and I had a lot of women call me, and they were just adamant that they would stay home, that they wouldn't support this guy because of his abortion stance.
Yeah, well, if they'd rather have a Republican, I think, you know, that's the alternative. I don't think that the people who are opposed to Ritter for that reason are going to vote for Bob Oprey or whoever wins the Republican nomination, but they can easily throw the election to the Republican, because this state is still a plurality of Republican registration. It's something like 36% Republican, 34% independent, and only 30% registered as Democrats. So, you know, those, it's that 34% independent, unaffiliated voters who make the difference, and they will, someone like Ritter might just appeal to them, because he is not seen as being of the Democratic left. He's much more of a guy who, you know,
would you would you see him as a centrist?
Yeah, I think he is a centrist. The abortion thing is kind of a side issue, or should be. At least it should be for a governor dealing with a Republic or with a Democratic legislature. He's not going to get bills that would restrict abortion rights from this legislature.
What about the immigration issue? I think that's going to play into whose advantage is that? The GOP's?
No, because that's one of the issues that split the Republicans in the last couple of years, and last year in particular. You've got Bill Owens on one side here. Let's face it, he's a conservative, a very conservative guy. But he backed Referendum C, Referendum D, and he's backing a guest worker program. And the right wing of his party is very upset with both of those issues. They think he's a traitor to the cause in both of those cases. So, but it will come up in the legislature. I'm kind of surprised by that, because there's really not a heck of a lot the legislature can do about immigration. Immigration is primarily a federal responsibility. The states have to pay the costs of people who come to this country more than the federal government does, and that, I think, is where the legislature may want to assert itself. And you've even got some Democrats willing to go a little way along with that idea, such as English proficiency, maybe just to disarm the some of the more radical stuff that could come from the right.
Does the immigration issue pass?
Some of it might. Some of the more radical, or the, you know, that let's not give any services at all to pregnant women or whatever, that sort of stuff won't pass.
But some of it will get through.
Some of it might, such as making English proficiency a requirement for graduation.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Hottest race in the state.
Hottest race in the state is going to be governor, I think.
And who's going to be the standard bearer for the Republicans? If you had to bet, who would it be?
I would bet on Beaupre.
Do you think Ritter can beat Beaupre, or do you think Beaupre can beat Ritter?
I think that's going to be a close race, and I think depends a lot on what happens nationally to a Republican president, a Republican Congress. That sort of thing right now seems to give the Democrats an advantage. And, you know, this state had 24 years of electing Democratic governors, even though there was a plurality of Republicans. So it's not unprecedented that a Democrat go in here.
All right, Fred Brown, you know, I really appreciate you being on the program, and I hope we can have you on again.
I'd be happy to.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. There's Fred Brown of the Denver Post. Read him on Sundays. Interesting situation with the GOP. All right, back phones now, 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about is permissible. I got three lines open. So let's get it on telephonically here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And by the way, did I thank you for being part of the program this morning? I don't think I've done that yet this morning. And if you've been with us since the non-power hour between 6 and 7, and you've hung in this entire time, you know what? Thanks for making the commitment to be with us. We really do appreciate it.
Progressive traffic.
Winding down for the morning, not bad on the highways, despite the fact that we do have an accident north Bend I-25, just north of Bellevue. Those cars with police, they're blocking up the left-hand lane of the highway, and like I said, not much for backups there. It's actually doing okay. South Bend I-25, a little sluggish yet. Broadway, working yourself past Hamden, down and towards the Denver Tech Center. And southbound 225, a little backed up yet from Yosemite down towards I-25. We've loosened up on the rest of the highways around town, although that closure remains in place. North Bend I-25, north of Fort Collins. Accident investigation continues. Exit 271 is the detour. Taking a look at your weather today. Sunny and 65. Sunny and 63 for tomorrow. Right now it's 48. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Homeowners, the holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards, and it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages. Hypnosis works.
I was a non-smoker when I walked out of there.
Hypnosis works. Call 800-735-6907.
I've lost a little over 50 pounds.
John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th.
It works right off.
Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
That's just amazing.
Stop smoking forever or lose weight and keep it off. Call 800-735-6907.
Hypnosis will be your success story.
800-735-6907.
Looking for books, tapes, magazines, t-shirts, and other people interested in creating a better society? You'll find that and more at Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. In addition to their vast selection of progressive media, you'll find a video lending library, civic organizations, and people who are working for justice. Register to win fair trade coffee and DVDs of Fahrenheit 911. No purchase necessary. Left Hand Books on the Pearl Street Mall. Store hours, upcoming events, and volunteer opportunities are online at lefthandbooks.org.
Ed Schultz here, wishing you a happy 06 from all of us here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Unforgettable.
Sad news out of Los Angeles. Lou Rawls has died. He was 70 years old. Died of lung cancer. Was a longtime smoker, but said that he had quit smoking decades ago. Lou Rawls, great voice. Good guy, too. 922, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 66. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here. And it's open phones 303-713-7600. Let's go to those phones now, and we'll go to Paul in Buena Vista. Paul, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. Yeah, I just want to talk just briefly about the draft. I'm actually in favor of the draft. And for these reasons, this war is being fought for people of privilege, but people of privilege aren't participating in the war. Basically, the lower and middle socioeconomic class that are fighting this war for the CEOs and the Congress and the people who have lots to lose. And I think if there was a draft, everyone would have an equal opportunity. Of course, there would be draft dodgers like George Bush, I suppose. But there'd be more of an equal opportunity for the upper crust to participate. And if that happened, we wouldn't be as willing, we wouldn't be as willing to go to war. Another reason for a draft is I remember back in the 60s with Vietnam. When there was a draft, the campuses were like boiling. I mean, there were protests, there were marches, college campuses were going crazy in opposition to the war. And now the campuses are basically apathetic. I mean, there's very little protest. Let the poor and the lower middle class do the job, and I think most Americans are pretty much detached from this war. How many congressmen have family members in this war? How many CEOs have family members participating in the war?
There are some congressmen who do.
Well,
not very many, but there are some that do.
Few. Very, very few. So I think there'd be so much more opposition.
And I'm really in Murtha's camp. I'd like to get the heck out. I mean, we didn't go in the right way. We're not doing the right thing. And by staying, how are we going to improve? Today you talked about the errant bomb that hit another Iraqi citizen's home. I mean, it just goes on and on. So
yeah, I agree with you. But let me throw out something about the draft. No, if you went through that during Vietnam, which I did, I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, I did.
You know, people of privilege got out. They didn't serve. They found a way out. They pulled strings. The rest of us had to take our chances in the mill. I mean, the only reason that I didn't have to go, the only reason I beat it, was because when they gave you the aptitude test, where, you know, you got to put the screwdrivers together and the screws and the certain deals, I just went down the computer thing and just filled it out blindly. And I filled it out blindly on the math, too. And then when they asked me the Attorney General's subversive list, when they used to have the House Un-American Activities Committee, I checked several organizations that I was involved in, and they booted me. But otherwise, I mean, I had to take the bus trip to the induction center, and I knew rich kids who could afford to stay in school, even though they had marginal grades, or they knew somebody, they were politically connected, and they managed to get out.
Right. There was that opportunity, and people of privilege probably... Many of them did not have to serve, but with a draft, there's still more of an opportunity that some will not be able to avoid the service. So,
well, you're not alone. I mean, Charles Rangel thinks there'll be one too. So,
right. And then just one final comment, not related to the draft, the war on terror. You know, this is not the safest country. I mean, every day you read in the papers, there's a mugging or a shooting in Denver. I'm sure it's the same in New York, L.A., all over the country. That's where the war on terror should be fought. Every street, every city should be safe for every American. And we should be spending money and time and effort to try to do that so that the war on terror is not carried on in the cities of America. That's where the war on terror should be fought.
All right, Paul. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay. See you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Lisa in Castle Rock. Lisa, good morning. You're on AM760.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Talking about the Republican split, if you notice, if you listen to, I like to listen to Mike Rosen and Gunny Bob and all that just to see what they're talking about. Not one word. They have not been talking about this Republican split. It's
well, they're not going to.
Exactly. It's something they want to sweep out of under the rug. But it is a real issue. I mean, when you have people like Norma Anderson and Mark Larson speaking out about it, you know, that's the canary in the cave, and we have an opportunity as Democrats to recruit some of these independents, and we need to do that by welcoming them, by discussing, you know, the big tent philosophy, and also by not treating Bill Ritter like dirt, because we need to show that we welcome all sorts of opinions in our big tent. So I think this is a real opportunity for us to seize upon this momentum and also attract some Republicans who are disillusioned and some independents. And also on immigration, it is a smokescreen, people. There is very little that the state government can do, very little. And they're using it just like the gay family next door and just like abortion doctors. Republicans are wonderfully skilled at making enemies and distracting us from what is really at issue here, health care, jobs, education. Let's not get hung up on this immigration thing. We need to send our voices to Washington and make sure they handle it. But here at home, we need to focus on what matters to working families across our state, because otherwise it's just going to be name-calling. They want us to work down to their level. And
yeah, they're very good at using wedge issues. They're very, very good at using wedge issues to get want. There's no question about that, and we have to deflect it, and we have to say, you know, you want to have a discussion about values? Well, we believe values are health care. We believe values are education. We believe that values are good jobs. We believe that values are a sane foreign policy. We believe that values is an equitable tax system. I mean, we need to get into all of those things. So you know what? You're absolutely right in what you're saying. And the state government has little to do with immigration. It's mostly on the federal level, as Fred Brown was talking about. But, you know, there are those people who fall into that category, who will believe that stuff, who will swallow that stuff. And it's going to be very interesting to see how That immigration issue, that ballot initiative, it's going to be very interesting to see how it does. And as far as the right wing, yeah, they're running from the whole split in the GOP. They've got problems in their ranks. They've got it statewide. They've got it federally. And the other thing they're running from, which just cracks me up, is they're running from the Abramoff situation, too.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for us. But we need to be welcoming. And also, we talk so much about tolerance and diversity. You know, we should practice what we preach and maybe consider the people like Bill Ritter. Virginia, you know, Cain just won the governorship of Virginia, and he was a pro-life Democrat.
You know what? When I had that discussion, though, here about Bill Ritter, and I don't know if you ever heard that or not, I mean, man, I was besieged with calls, angry women who said, I won't go to the polls, I won't vote for this guy, and I posed the exact same question to them that Fred Brown brought up on the air here about, well, okay, that, you know, I see where you're coming from in your anger, but do you want to end up having a Republican governor?
I, you know, I can hold my nose and vote for Bill Ritter. I may not like him on that one issue, but at the end of the day, he's a Democrat, and I'll take a million, you know, I'll take one Bill Ritter over a million Bob Beaupres.
So, see, okay, know, all right, but for a lot of people, and I'm not one of them, and you're not one of them, but this whole thing about abortion is a defining issue for a lot of people.
Well, they're shooting themselves in the foot. Because
I agree.
It's not productive. And, you know, it is unlikely that Bill Ritter will, you know, do anything to minimize abortion rights in Colorado, because also popular sentiment is behind a woman's right to choose. I mean, even a lot of Republicans support a woman's right to choose. There would be a huge outcry. But I think, again, immigration, it's a smokescreen, people. It really is. It's something they want us to resort to their level to get in the mud with them, and we need to keep it clean. And the demand that any attempt to address the immigration issue should be responsible, it should be enforceable, and, you know, it should be realistic. We can't support them all. We need realistic policy, and that's not what they're offering.
I agree. Lisa, thanks. Great call. Have a good weekend. All right. So 9:31, 29 minutes in front of it. One line open at 303-713-7600. Jim Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, I forgot to throw it to traffic. My mistake here. Let's go to Aaron O'Neill and get some progressive traffic. Aaron, how is it out there?
All right, Jay, it's looking pretty good on the highways. It looks like we've made a full recovery after a semi-busy morning. Had that late crash north of I-25 north of Bellevue. That accident's gone. No problems breaking that drive between the tech center and downtown. Everywhere else, we're pushing the speed limits up north. That highway closure remains in place, though. North Bend I-25 just north of Fort Collins shut down at Mountain Vista Drive. Accident investigation continues on about 6 or 7 hours now. But traffic's doing just fine using the detour exit 271. Weather today, sunny.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To the Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into the Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshoot Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable. And on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny brain tumors and one that was very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters. That's about 3.5 inches on my brain.
For his other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. But for the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with CyberKnife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone, completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 66. Mostly sunny. And it's going to be great tomorrow, too, 68. Under partly sunny skies. All right, open phones here with Jay Marvin. Good to have you along. Glad you're here. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. Jay, who's been hanging on in Longmont. Jay, hi, you're on.
Mr. Marvin.
Yes, how are you, Jay?
Fine. I want to let you know I really enjoy your show. There's some, you know, a lot, most things I agree with and whatever, but you got more knowledge on it than I do. So I, you know, I kind of, more along the line, I got to agree with you. The caller before that was talking about the draft, I agree with him 100%, and he about had all my questions there. I don't know if you heard or not, but last night coming over here, I'm from over in Idaho, I come over here about every other day, drive truck. But anyway, they was talking about old Schwarzenegger out there in California. I don't know whether he's heard or studied much on that yet or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, he gave the State of the State speech.
Yeah, there's a lot of critics on that deal. And there's another thing I'd like you to, if you never heard it, it was, and I can't say the guy's name now, I heard last night, about that $40,000 that this minister collaborated or something, donated for them miners there in Virginia. And so when he found out they were dead, and even though you got one living, he don't even want to get one living any of the money. He took the money that was donated supposedly for the deceased. He don't even have the appreciation and respect to give it to the families. He went and bought him something, a 7... Against
spa
with that money.
Well, I don't think that's right, but there's a lot of anger there.
Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't, but I'll check into it. But I don't think that if on face value what you're telling me, I don't think that that's right. But, you know, there's a lot of anger involved in that situation in West Virginia, mm-hmm. And we just have to try to have some degree of understanding, even though I don't think that taking back the $40,000 really addresses anything, and that you got to think about the families because, you know, in the Casey Mead families, their breadwinner is gone, and on top of that, they're traumatized by losing a loved one. Jay, thank you so much for the call. Really, really appreciate it. Scott in Larimer County. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Jay, I just wanted to give you a call, and I heard the gentleman from the Denver Post talking about the candidates coming up and the votes we're going to have to make some decisions on and stuff. And I guess I just wanted to kind of get out there. You know, it's really easy to kind of be sitting back, watching TV and, you know, reading stuff and things. But I don't think, you know, our process, our electoral process, really comes and hits home until you meet a candidate and you talk to a candidate, or you go to a campaign office, and or you know get literature and start walking your neighborhood and stuff. I think that's where the kind of the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have the time for that. A lot of people can't do that because, you know what, they're busy just living life. They're busy getting through their jobs. They've got kids they have to raise. They've got commitments that they have to make. It takes a very special person to be able to make a commitment to do what you're talking about. And by and large, the large majority of people who are not party activists, are not going to do that because they're too tied up with other priorities, whether you agree with those priorities or you disagree with them. The point is you got to reach those people and try to motivate them and get them to the polls.
Yeah, but if you really want something, and maybe I'm just speaking from a party activist point of view and stuff. I'm a precinct captain and stuff.
Yeah, you are speaking from a party activist point of view.
I mean, if you really want something, and you're listening to AM 760 all the time and Air America and reading and things like that, that's not the only thing you need to do.
Yeah, but you know what?
Get out and,
but you can't.
And meet
yeah, but realistically, you can't win an election off of AM 760 and the people who listen to progressive talk. You gotta reach out to the wider majority. And once again, you're talking from an activist standpoint that the wider majority, they're trying to live their lives the best way that they possibly can, and they've got a lot on their plate. So it's very, very difficult for those people to get involved. And you got to appeal to them not only to get involved, but you also have to appeal to them. Very important, you got to appeal to them to get out to the polls and vote, and give them some sense of hope that the democratic process does work, and that what they do can make a difference, and what they do, can change the area that they live in and the country that they live in. But it's very, very tough to do. Look at the voter turnout. Look at the people who go to the polls.
It is very tough, but we had a great thing happen up here in Laramie County stuff as far as the actual turnout and things, and what happened out here, and I don't think that was only because of the mechanisms and stuff. I think it was also about people, going to doorsteps and stuff.
Yeah, but the average person can't do that. I don't know how to impress that upon you. I don't know how to get it through to you that there are activists and that there are people who are going to do these things. But when you talk, when you talk about the majority are not going to because they have too many other things going on. You take a man or a woman that's got four kids, okay, that's trying to pay the bills, that's trying to raise those kids, that's trying to make a commitment to their family. They don't have time, man. They don't have time, particularly if they both work. They don't have time.
But we can't write those people off.
I'm not talking about writing them off. I'm talking about trying to reach them through some kind of a practical means, but not expect them to show up at a campaign office, or not expect them to go to a campaign rally, or not expect them to go to their neighbors and knock on doors. Some people will do that, but a lot of people won't do it. And look at the turnout in this country. I keep pointing to that maybe something happened in Laramie County, but by and large, voter turnout in this country, as compared to other countries, is absolutely freaking disgraceful.
I hear what you're saying, and I know I'm speaking from an activist.
Yeah, you are.
And
you need to start thinking about, what you need to do is you need to start thinking about a broader picture, and that's one of the reasons why we got to be very careful about, and we all slip up on this, and myself included, we got to be very careful about how we frame issues and how we make statements, because we have got to reach out, and we have got to get people to do the primary thing, which is go to the polls and vote for the right candidates, and, not everybody can do what you're advocating. There are people who can.
Not everybody can do that. I have two children. I'm married. I work. I go to church. I do all that sort of stuff. And, it's just, in my daily conversations and stuff, I'm not putting people's faces and stuff, but I do engage them.
Well, I think it's a thing to do, and I think, we should take our hats off to people like yourself, but realize that not everybody can do those kinds of things. Scott, thank you. I appreciate the call, and
thank
have a wonderful
Jay.
Weekend. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 943, so you minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760. You know, when I was talking about that, that's like myself. I get like a lot of invites to go to stuff, but it's hard to do that when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because you know what? By 7 o'clock at night, man, I'm toast. I'm history. I'm dead. And if I stay out, then it makes it even rougher to get up. And there are a lot of people who are just trying to get through life. And we have to get to them, and we have to reach them somehow and convince them that, something, there is a better way. 5:43, 17 minutes away from 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're looking pretty good on the drive in and around Boulder. No delays as you head out of town either. Looks good on the diagonal, Highway 93, baseline Boulder Road is in good shape. And the turnpike showing good speeds to and from Denver. In Denver, I-25, back up to speed, looking pretty good north and south of downtown. We just got word of a minor accident southbound Evans and Yale. Might slow you down a little bit, but no major delays at this point. 2 1/4 looks good. And on the south side, C-470 moving along at speed across Highlands Ranch. Weather forecast, mostly sunny today. Some gusty winds possible this morning, then diminishing a little bit this afternoon. High of 65, clear and mild tonight with a low of 41. Mostly sunny and 63 for tomorrow. Right now it's 58 degrees in Boulder. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 9th through the 11th at the 100th Annual National Western Stock Show in Denver. Get your tickets to the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's PBR Shootout by visiting nationalwestern.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
9:45, 50 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760. Buller's Progressive Talk. Obviously, we were talking with Scott about work, and if you've got a job that you're not too thrilled with, or you need a new challenge, you're bored, you're burned out, you got to consider going to work for Rockies. Now, working for Rockies Autos is not for everybody, but Rockies is holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar. And they want to show you how you can be part of an important, growing team with the best inventory in Colorado, the best location in Colorado, and the best management. And you know something? They're Colorado's number one volume dealer. And this seminar is going on Monday, January the 9th. Registration and snacks 5 to 6 p.m. And then the seminar from 6 until 9. And we're talking about 3 hours of your life to find out about this. Now, if this appeals to you, if you like this idea, and you think to yourself, yeah, you know, I think it could be interested in this. Hey, there's only one way to know, and that's just to go to find out. Call 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Ask for Colby or Dave, and they can hook you up. Seating is limited, so you need to call now. And you can see and come and find out how Rocky's top sales producers earn between $7,000 and $10,000 per month. And we're talking about 3 hours of your life. And this is going to be held at the Denver Marriott West, 1717 Denver West, Marriott Boulevard in Golden. So, if you want to find out about what it's like to work for one of the best organizations around and a challenging and sometimes interesting job, you got to get in touch with the folks at Rockies. 303-426-4646. Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. Good place to work. Great place to buy a new car.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth. Call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Stand up. Oh, my man, Lou Reed.
He's going out.
I love Lou Reed. Although his last, I think his last CD was kind of like about Edgar Allan Poe. I just couldn't get into it. But I love his early stuff, and I love the Velvet Underground. 9:48, 12 minutes away from 10, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. John Turker produces the show. Do you like the Velvet Underground?
Yeah, the old psychedelic stuff. Yeah, sure. I love the Velvet Underground.
Man, I've got like box set upon box set of Velvet Underground stuff.
You got some stuff on CD for me that I can burn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hook me. Bring some next week, and I'll burn some for the show that we can play.
I've got like a whole box set full of Velvet Underground stuff, and I like Lou Reed. I've seen him live.
Season of the Witch, one of my favorite tunes by Velvet Underground.
Yeah, I like all their stuff. And I've got a good Velvet Underground double live CD, too. I believe it was done in Europe. I also have a double Japanese copy of Lou Reed Live, which is pretty damn good. All right, back to the phones here. Let's go to Joe in Westminster. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you caught Dick Cheney a couple days ago trying to justify the Bush administration's eavesdropping measures, and he was saying that, you know, if they had had it in the months preceding 9/11, they might have been able to locate these two terrorists and prevent 9/11 from happening. And I just have to stand in awe of this guy's ability to say stuff like that. I mean, they had a memo. There's a technical name for the memo, but I can't remember.
Public presidential briefing memo or something like that?
Right. You know, a month or two before 9/11, saying bin Laden determined to attack in the United States, detailing he was going to possibly target buildings in New York, and they sat on it and did nothing. But somehow, supposedly, they would have, you know, this would have turned the tide, you know, and would have prevented 9/11. I mean, it's just breathtaking.
I think it's called the Presidential Daily Briefing Memo.
Yeah.
And Condoleezza Rice went before the 9/11 Commission and basically BS'd her way through that by continually insisting to the commission that this was a historic memo, when in reality it wasn't a historic memo. But, you know, there's something you got to realize about Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. When they were part of the Ford administration, one of the things that they tried to do, one of the things that they wanted to do, was they wanted to overturn the Freedom of Information Act. You know, Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader of American politics, is a dark-hearted guy and is a, you know, I mean, look at the statements that he makes. Well, the insurgency is in its last throes.
Well, isn't the ability to tell bald-faced lies without flinching, without any, you know, any touch of remorse, isn't that sort of the mark of a sociopath?
Yeah, I think it's a mark of somebody who has a character flaw. One of my favorite things about Cheney is the Muhammad Atta story, where he gets on TV, he gets on NBC's Meet the Press, and he insists, he says it's pretty well confirmed, that Iraqi intelligence agents met with Muhammad Atta in Prague. Well, it turns out that Muhammad Atta was nowhere near Prague. And how do they know that? Because they have his cell phone records that he was making calls inside the United States. So when Cheney is nailed on this, okay, when he gets nailed on it in an interview with CNBC, he looks straight into the camera and says, "I never said that."
Right.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think the guy has got, you know, I don't want to be over the top, okay, and I don't want to go to extremes about it. But I think that, I agree with you, I think there's something critically wrong with both him and George W. Bush. I think there is something wrong with their thinking. I think there is something wrong with the way they condolve. I don't think they have much of a regard for the Constitution. I don't think they know what America is supposed to be. And finally, I think when you get people who hate government, then, you know what, you can't expect them to run government properly because they don't like it.
Right, and I just think we have to keep, none of the cable channels or news channels, when they relayed Cheney's comments, you know, brought up the fact, you know, the CIA memo that they didn't do anything. And we just need to keep reminding people of that, because, you know, it's things like that tend to be forgotten after the passage of time.
Well, these people, the people who believe the administration, I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing, these people, about how they can swallow this stuff. I'll give you two good examples. I worked with a partner, a conservative partner in Chicago, who got on the air and insisted to me that there was a connection between 9/11 and Iraq, and that it was in the 9/11 report. And I said to her, "No, it's not." And, "Yes, it is." "No, it's not." "Yes, it is." And I said, "Read it." And she said, "I have." She believed it because the administration said it was true and inferred that it was true and that she got all of her talking points out of Fox. And then I had a woman call me, this must have been four months ago maybe, who started in on this whole 9/11 thing. She said, "Well, you know, I have it in the 9/11 report that Iraq and 9/11 is linked." And I said, "Well, you know what, I don't think that's true, but what I'll do is I'll look it up tonight, and because I've got a copy of the commission's report, and I'll look it up tonight and I'll see if it's there. Well, no. She had to insist on reading it. Well, you know what? When she read it, what it said was there was no conclusive evidence that 9/11 and Iraq were connected. And I said to her, okay, there you go. There's no conclusive. So her answer back to me was, well, no conclusive evidence means that there's no evidence that it wasn't. I thought, well, you know, okay. So then what ends up happening is, and you know what? I'm a dope, okay? I'm a stupid idiot for doing this. And one of my New Year's resolutions is I'm not going to do this anymore. She sends me an email, and she cites all these ridiculous sources, like Newsmax. So I send her an email back, and I say, okay, here's why this doesn't work. Newsmax is not a credible source. They're still circulating the story that the weapons of mass destruction are there, but that they're hidden in Syria or some other country. You know, I outlined all of this stuff to her. It didn't do any good. She sent me an email back, and the sources she started to cite were like the National Review, the Weekly Standard, Fox News. I sent her an email back. I said, you know, those organizations are inherently biased. I'm citing the 9/11 Commission, which was, co-chaired by Thomas Keene, who's a Republican, and Lee Hamilton, who's a Democrat. I cited her, numerous other statements and things that were made. And mainstream publications, which are not always correct, but I mean, you know, you got to cite something. You know, Time, Newsweek, the Wall Street Journal, which has a very conservative op-ed page, and I just went on and on and on. And she just kept paring back. And finally, I just said, okay, you know what? I can't do anything more. Believe what you want to believe. Read into things what you want to read into them. I give up. And that, you know, that's where, I mean, what can you do with these people? What can you do with them, Joe?
I have no answer to that. I think what we've had over the past few years is an example of a mass psychosis over a part of this country. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And that's happened in societies before, you know, where they're going to believe one line that they've been fed and they're not going to accept any evidence to the contrary. And I'm hoping that we're coming out of that, that even a lot of them are coming out of that now. I'm hoping.
Well, you know what? I hope you're right. Hey, Joe, have a great weekend. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. Let me go to Alan in Denver. Last call here. Alan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. I'm limited on time, but go
okay.
Ahead.
Yeah. In reference to what some of these folks have been calling in about what Cheney knew and who knew what and didn't know about the pre-9/11 stuff, there's an excellent book which everyone should try and pick up. It's called Censored 2006. It covers all the news stories which were squelched or censored from the popular press. A lot of investigative stuff with a lot of resources and dates and other, tight information.
Give the name of it again.
Censored 2006. There's a group out in California that every year they put together a collection of stories which have been censored or squelched from the popular press.
Yeah, some of those stories show up in alternative magazines, and also I've seen some of those stories listed on various websites.
Well, this is a collection of stuff, and it's incredible. It has me saying, oh, my God, every 10 pages. It's that strong.
All right, but you know what? I'm buying that book today.
Get it.
I'm ordering it through Amazon.com in 45 seconds as I'm off the air. I'm going right to the computer screen, and I'm picking the book up. Thank you, Alan. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
All right. I'm going to get that book. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being involved in this program, both pro and con. And we'll be back on Monday morning for the No Power Hour. This is our country, and 06 is our chance to take it back. And we'll be talking, by the way,